media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already the 20th day of May 2008, and we are going straight into a big interview right here at the start of the show. He'll be with us for the next 40 minutes. He is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, also Hollywood movie star, Navy SEAL, and so much more. He's also a best-selling author, former TV host on MSNBC. And he was on with us about a month ago, and it made headlines in hundreds of newspapers, the Associated Press, and national television when he came on the show and questioned the official 9/11 story. And I was just talking to him before we went live, and he said he's, quote, got something he wants to complain about. So you'll find out what that is with me right now. Governor Ventura, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here again. I hope I could say that. No, I'm laughing because I guess when you do your show, you automatically make it on Bill O'Reilly's idiot list.
I think that's what happens, yes.
Now, I'm confused over that, Alex. How come we're not allowed to ask any questions today?
Well, this broadcast has about 2 million listeners per show, and then it's all magnified on the web, and they don't like the fact that there is a large alternative radio show with more than 60 affiliates, and that's number one internet show.
We have maybe it's something like that, because I can't believe how I simply ask some questions and the way you're attacked for simply asking questions. Has our country really become that you're not even allowed to publicly question the government? You know, I say this, Alex, because in looking back on my 56 years on the planet, the government's lied to me a great deal, and they don't have great credibility with me. So why wouldn't I question them when they tell me something?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, how many times have they been caught lying? And isn't it more suspicious? Methinks they protest too much.
Yeah.
That they don't want us to ask about Building 7, the firefighters on tape saying the government blew it up. I mean, why aren't we supposed to talk about that?
I don't know. It you know, one of the most interesting interviews that I've seen now has been William Rodriguez.
Absolutely, he was.
When I watched the DVD of William Rodriguez, this guy is totally talking from what he remembers. You can clearly see it. He's not making anything up.
Well, he was there. The firefighters and police say that he stayed in to get a lot of them out when things were starting to collapse.
Oh, he's a hero's hero. There's no doubt about it. And when you hear him talk and he tells about what he knows there, how can you not question what went on that day?
Well, that was my first question. What do you think of the massive media attack that you have gone through for simply asking a question? They never address what you actually said on the show, and the majority of Americans in polls have the same questions. It's all that you're bad to ask those questions.
Well, it's been pretty eye-opening, to say the least, that, you know, if you do ask a question out there, it's like you're not allowed to today. And that's what really troubles me the most, is this attitude. Is it, Alex, the fact that, and here's what I truly believe, I think people have this hidden, almost screen around them in many ways, that because they don't want to believe that it could be true, they just put that screen up and won't allow anything to penetrate it, to the effect that it might be true.
You're right. It's a bubble of denial, their little imaginary world, and anything that conflicts with that, they say, isn't allowed.
Yeah, it really is that way. And that to me, is what has to come down, is the fact that, you know, I like to refer a great deal to the movie that was just out with on John Adams, because it was very profound.
Governor, stay there. Tell us about that after this quick break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he needs no introduction. He's Jesse Ventura. He's going to be with us for most of this hour. We're very thankful for that. And I was going to get into his book being on the New York Times best-selling list. And I was going to get into his run for the Senate. Is he really going to do it? We know he's looking at that. When will we get a final answer? And we will cover that in the second half of the interview after the bottom of the hour. But out of the gates, he brought up 9/11. Now, I have to say, Governor Ventura, I have never seen anyone, and I said this on air, my whole staff said this, all the emails we got said it, I've never seen anyone trounce Sean Hannity like that, just from a position of strength, a position of knowledge, when he says, hey, we don't stage the news, we're not told what to say, and you said, oh, you really want to cover Anna Nicole Smith for 6 months, and he just looked like a cat that had been caught eating the canary. He looked totally guilty and turned red-faced and smiled like a Cheshire cat. I mean, it's asinine. It's come out that the Pentagon's planning propaganda. They have hundreds of people on the payroll claiming they're not putting out this info about the war. We know there's propaganda in media. We know they have talking points. They have talking points to attack 9/11 truthers. But I have to tell you, you absolutely kicked Hannity's butt. I've never seen anything like it. He was speechless.
Well, you know, I'm going to give him his due. I actually found him on and off camera the day that I was there, kind of enjoyable. And I know that seems weird to say. It's because I think that with me, he took a slightly different posture than he did with most people.
Well, he knows that you could end up...
The thing is, they want me on later this month, but it won't be in studio. I fully expect them to be far more aggressive with me when I'm not there in person.
But it's not just that they weren't being aggressive. Everything he threw at you, you totally turned around on him. I mean, I've told my listeners that is now the textbook example of how to deal with these people.
Well, I deal with it the only way I know how, and that's kind of pulled his strap the ears back and full bore ahead. I'm that way about things, and you know, and the truth of the matter was, I worked in that business. I know what goes on because I fought it myself when I worked at MSNBC. Every day they would send me down the topics they wanted on the show after telling me that my show I could have complete control of. Well, there were topics that, yes, I remember distinctly. The one was the murder in California of the pregnant girl.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's important to California, but there's 10,000, 12,000 murders a year that take place. How is one more important than another in this country? And those are local stories that should be dealt with local media. They are not national stories, nor should they be made national stories. They're National Enquirer stories.
Well, we know what they do.
They do those strictly to get ratings.
I was about to say, and it fills up the news time with these issues that don't affect the power brokers. Meanwhile, there's no time to talk about how three more U.S. troops died today.
Yeah, exactly. They fill it up with this gaga baloney. And the bad part is we as a culture are accepting it, but hopefully the listeners that listen to you and the Internet are very dangerous to that because it's becoming more and more powerful all the time, as we know. And rest assured, the Internet will be the next thing the government will try to control.
By the way, Joe Lieberman has called for federal control over the Internet. He wrote a letter to Google's head and said that they need to self-censor and that the government would give them a list of things that weren't allowed to be covered. Thank God Google said no, but they're talking about taxing the web, regulating it, making you have a IP address that's certified, making you thumb scan to get online. What's your view on that, Governor?
I think that's horrible. You know, to me, we better wake up, you know. Oh, guess what? I got a great story for you that'll tie right in. I just came across the Mexican border from Mexico to the U.S., right?
Yes, sir.
And this will tie into what you just talked about. All through Mexico, I was waved through every military stop. They have now down there what are called hassle-free zones, where U.S. citizens can drive and you won't be hassled by the federales or any of that stuff.
Who want their little bite, their mordidas.
Well, but the point of the matter was I wasn't stopped until the U.S. border, and they stopped me. I crossed at Nogales by below Tucson, and when they stopped me, they recognized who I was. I drive an RV. They sent me over to the inspection area. And I was inspected, and he knew who I was. Guess what they confiscated from me?
What?
This is Homeland Security for you. My dog's dog food.
Keeping us safe from Al Qaeda. Got to stop
that
dog food.
Now here's the thing that troubled me. This was dog food. I have a very special dog. And I carry the dog food from Minnesota to Mexico and back, and I bring enough. And so the dog food was purchased in the United States. It just was taken out of its original wrapper.
Well, they had to have that authority over
my word, Alex.
Go ahead.
When I said that to them and said, but this is United States dog food, it didn't matter that I vouched for it and the fact that only my dog would be eating it. It wasn't like I was bringing in, you know, 30 cartons worth of Mexican dog food. I'm a private vehicle carrying dog food, and they confiscated it.
Well, the point is that criminals are running wild, murder and crime is way up, and meanwhile, Homeland Security's taken over almost every federal agency, and you have a former governor, an individual who is well-known to everybody, and they had to have that little enforcement, that little we're the boss, you did something wrong. They're training Americans how to be slaves.
I don't know about that, but I thought it was utterly ridiculous that they could confiscate dog food from you when you state that it originated here. What about your word? Doesn't that mean anything anymore today?
No, it means nothing to them. Let's go back, Governor, to when out of the gates you talked about the media attacking you, but the media saying, how dare you question the official 9/11 story, never addressing any of the specific facts you listed. So we were talking during the break, and you said you'd like to go through the scientific evidence from another perspective. Let's talk about 9/11.
Well, okay. I'll come at it a little more from a professional standpoint and make it out. Maybe I'll make it on O'Reilly again. I served 3 years with the Navy Underwater Demolition Team 12, West Coast, and our specialty and what I was trained in was blowing things up. And from a professional standpoint and watching how these three buildings fell, it sure looks like demolition to me, and I believe I have an eye for it, you know, having been trained in it and trained by the best that our military has. And, you know, and especially building number 7, no doubt on that one. When you look at it from my viewpoint, that looks like demolition explosions bringing it down. And I view that as a member of the underwater demolition team.
But then we have them staging the Gulf of Tonkin. We have our own government staging the attack on Iran. And now the White House admits they funded real Wahhabist al-Qaeda, number 3 in al-Qaeda. It's been going on for 4 years to attack Iran and stage terror attacks there. A former general came out on Fox earlier this week and said that we need to, quote, have terror attacks inside Iran. But then the media turns around and says Iran is al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite. I mean, that's incredible when our government's funding real al-Qaeda to attack Iran, but then saying Iran is also al-Qaeda.
Well, I can't answer to that because I'm not as privy as you on that information. Remember, I just returned from Mexico, and I don't get all the news that you get on that. So I can't really respond to that at all. I can only listen to what you have to say and be appalled over it if it's indeed true.
Let's go back and look at 9/11 from this angle. Why did you decide? I mean, I interviewed you in June of 2006, almost 2 years ago.
Yep.
You said, I have questions, Operation Northwoods. I have questions, Gulf of Tonkin, other staged events. But you went that far. And then last time, I didn't press you on 9/11. You brought it up during a break and said, I'd like to talk about it. Why did you decide to take that plunge and go ahead and write about it and question in your book and then go even further on my show? I mean,
What spurred me to do it, first of all, I was like everyone. I couldn't comprehend, nor did I want to believe the worst. And we all know what the worst is. And when it I also was embarrassed a little bit that when it happened, I went on full military mode. I didn't question anything because I was the governor at the time. And I feel bad about that now because I could have been even more powerful then in questioning it. But I didn't because, again, I kind of went on military mode. Our country's been attacked. I believed what I was told, believed it, and went accordingly. Well, then after I got out of office shortly thereafter, and, of course, the invasion of Iraq happened, which I opposed, I couldn't understand why, if al-Qaeda indeed truly attacked us, why would we not be fighting them in Afghanistan? Instead, we're focusing and going in this other direction to Iraq, who had nothing to do with any of it. In fact, Saddam Hussein feared al-Qaeda as a problem for him. So it didn't make sense to me on that aspect, and so when we invaded Iraq was when I truly, truly started to question President Bush and his policies, because I opposed that war before it even happened. And that's when I thought, and my son kept on me, he kept telling me about this loose change that was on the Internet, and I'm not very savvy to the Internet generally. And finally, he kept on me saying, you got to watch this. And I kept even fighting with him, saying, come on, Ty, you can't believe everything on the Internet. That, you know, there's no way. These guys had to have attacked us, blah, 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 blah. Well, then we got home from Mexico a couple years ago, and one Sunday afternoon, my wife and I both said, you know, let's watch that loose change thing that my son keeps telling you about. And so we had an hour or whatever it was. We went up to the computer room and we watched it. And when I watched it, it hit me like a punch in the stomach, the things that are brought up in it.
So your instincts then picked up the truth of it.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd call it my instincts. I just, as I watched it and started putting things together, and the fact that why would George Bush drag his feet on any investigation? I put myself in that position as a governor or as a president.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Governor Jesse Ventura, author of the new book, it's on the best seller list, a bunch of the different best seller list. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. We have links where you can get it at InfoWars.com, but it's in stores everywhere. We're going to talk more about that before he leaves us. Governor Ventura, you were going over during that last segment that some stations didn't get. Why hasn't there been an investigation? When there's an investigation, of a cop having an auto accident and getting hurt, or there's an investigation of a jumbo jet blowing up, or an investigation of the bridge collapse. I mean, it's not just that. Then we have how they've used 9/11 to take our liberties and freedoms, and how they directed us at the wrong country, like you mentioned, Iraq and Afghanistan, and how Bush then said, I'm not looking for bin Laden. I don't care where he is. And now how they're using anti-terror laws against the American people and federalizing everything. Can you give me your take on that, Governor?
Well, I certainly don't like it. You know, we're called the United States of America, and that means states' rights. And for many things, I think states' rights should prevail. We always have a constant takeover by the federal government going on. And we have to stand up to it, and you have to find a way to do it, because we don't want to be the United States with no states. And that's the direction we seem to be going at. And that was one of my big disappointments in George Bush when he first took office. He said that he was going to be an old federalist-style president, power to the states, which I agreed with. And every decision he's made has been just the opposite. And case in point, like, what is it now, 11 or 12 states have voted for medicinal use of marijuana, and yet the federal government won't allow it. Oregon, I know, twice has voted for dignity in death, that if you want to, if you're not going to live and you're dying, you have the right to be in control of your life, and the federal government says no. And so things like that are very disturbing to me, because I like to have an option in this country that the state that I live in thinks a lot like me, and I have the option in which to live there. But more and more I'm seeing that leave, so I tend to live in Mexico more today.
Would you say that in many respects a third world country like Mexico has more freedoms than we have here?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I could still go in the bar and have a cigar at a sports event. Smoke a cigar in the bar, you can't hear.
Well, that's the control freak nanny state, which is just...
You know, I mean, and I say that laughingly. The other thing is, too, Mexico, I'm not saying Mexico has a great government, but at least you know they're corrupt.
I agree. Yeah.
So you know that going in. But the thing that I find where I live, there's nobody of government anywhere around. So you just govern yourselves and we all get along great. It's like a libertarian paradise where I'm at.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I take care of myself, Alex, and my family, and we help each other. My neighbors help if they need help. You pull each other out of the ditch, because I live in a pretty rugged area, and everyone pitches in, and it doesn't require government at all, even though there's all these laws and everything. Hey, if they're not around, they don't apply to anybody. Just take care of each other.
What kind of dog you got, Governor?
I have a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, those are neat dogs.
Oh, yeah. He's so smart. When he arrived here, he was literate in three languages, which made him the smartest in the house.
We're going to break.
And he's soon learning Spanish, number four.
Amazing. We're going to break and come back with our final segment with the governor, unless I can twist his arm to stay even longer, maybe to the end of the hour. But I want to come back and talk some about the book. I want to talk about a Senate run. Let's go ahead and get into that now. I mean, are you going to run for the Senate, or how long until we know?
Here's how I feel right now. I don't know yet, and I have till July to decide. I feel like this. I believe strongly that on every ballot, federal, local, or whatever, there should be none of the above. So you can vote a vote of no confidence in your government. With this deficit, we should have no confidence in them. And I may offer myself up as that, because it isn't officially on the ballot, none of the above. But if I go file and put Jesse Ventura down, I then become none of the above. And so any disgruntled voter... And all I'll try to do at that point is run a very minimal campaign, and all I ask is to be allowed in the debates. Because if I can debate him, I can beat him.
Well, no doubt we need your voice in the U.S. Senate, because you are a maverick. You are somewhat of a renegade, and you're only a renegade because you're what we'd call an old-fashioned American, independence, liberty, freedom. and we need you. So I would certainly support you from Texas for a run for the Minnesota Senate, because you could certainly wreak havoc on their plans and use a bully pulpit up there to expose what they're doing. So, Governor, we totally support you. We're going to be back in 3 minutes with Governor Jesse Ventura. And we'll also talk about his new book, Don't Start Revolution Without Me. So I'm drafting you, Governor. I think you need to go ahead and run for the Senate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
And we have a short time left with Governor Ventura, so I'm going to try to move quickly. Governor, final comment on 9/11. I want to play you a clip that came out and was in major newspapers last week. You may have missed it, where I'm sure you've heard about how they all these major, quote, wartime correspondents or experts they have on Fox, CNN, MSNBC are really on the Pentagon payroll. They're all former generals, of course, and colonels. And that they're putting out unified propaganda. They've now released hundreds of hours of these tapes. And on the tape, they say, wouldn't another terror attack get the people behind the war? We have Republican memos saying the same thing. And Rumsfeld says, yeah, the cure for the people not wanting to, you know, go into Iran and other places is another attack. Here's that 1 minute clip. I want to get your take on this.
I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. The perception of threat is so low in the society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. Correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period. And it's a shame we don't have the maturity.
Okay.
To recognize.
So the American people don't have the maturity to give up their liberty. So there's got to be another attack. The PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney in September of 2000 called for massive Pearl Harbor events to mobilize the empire. Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Grand Chessboard, calls for giant terror attacks. Your take on that, sir?
Well, first of all, I got to apologize. There was a lot of static on there, and I had my ears are not any better than they used to be. Before, I had a hard time hearing it clearly.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what he says. He says, quote, "The correction for the people not, you know, wanting military action is another attack." And he said that's the cure for it, but barring having, you know, another one of those, the people don't support the war.
And who said this?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Wow. Well, you know, if this stuff's true, then my book is right on. We've got to have a revolution and take our country back.
Well, I agree. The book is on a bunch of the bestseller list. I mean, why did you decide to write the book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me?
Well, as a wake-up call, I actually, with two New York Times bestsellers, I got paid great front money and all that to do those books. This book I did with none. I wanted to do it down in Mexico with Dick Russell, and we got together every week and we'd work on it. And I wanted it to be more of a message and a wake-up call to try to wake up the United States of America that the two-party system is corrupt. And that the two-party system, that you have to change the system in which to change the government. And we've got to wake up to that fact, because if we don't, we could very much lose the republic, because that's what Thomas Jefferson warned about, that's what John Adams warned about, that political parties would eventually strangle the republic, because decisions would be made on behalf of the political party, not on behalf of the republic. And that's what we're getting today. An interesting case in point, you know, and we'll tie it back to 9/11 a little. I find it very interesting that the Whitewater investigation, which, you know, in the end, all it did was turn up that the president cheated on his wife with an intern. They spent $100 million on that. For 9/11, they only spent $9 million. And I find that peculiar that, you know, thousands of people were killed in one, and nobody died in the other one that I know of, or they couldn't prove. Maybe one person did, I guess they talk about it, but they spent $100 million to investigate that.
What do you think of Barack Obama and Hillary wanting socialized health care, and Barack Obama is saying we need to have the government control how many calories we eat? I mean, if you think the nanny state's bad, with San Francisco saying you can't drink bottled water and most cities banning smoking cigarettes even outside, they're now not letting people smoke in their own houses in some cities. Cops are getting fired who get caught and reported by other officers for smoking cigars on their bass boat. I'm sure you've heard about those cases. What do you think of the nanny state that's being pushed by the Democrats?
Well, and that's just as bad. You know, I know that I come down hard on the Republicans probably a great deal more because they're in power right now. But the Democrats will be no better. In fact, they will be even worse, because Democrats, they want no liberties for you at all, hardly. They want everything government controlled. I remember when I ran for governor, Hubert Skip Humphrey, no matter what subject came up during the race, he had a government program waiting to take care of it. And it was like I looked at him at one point and said, Skip, who pays for all this? You know, government laws and more laws. What people need to understand, Alex, is that every time a legislature passes a law, there's a money tag with that. It costs money to implement that law.
Well, what?
As a chief executive of a state or country or whatever, you have to do it. You can't arbitrarily to yourself go, well, this is a stupid damn law, I won't implement it. You're not given that ability.
Absolutely. Folks, find out more about his new best-selling book, been out for about a month. It's already a bestseller up on Infowars.com. We have links through to where you can get Jesse Ventura's Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Governor, I'm not trying to press you because I know you haven't made the decision yet, but what are you leaning towards? I mean, I guess you're saying we're going to find out if you're going to run for the Minnesota seat for the U.S. Senate. We're going to find out if you're going to... We're going to find out in July, and right now...
July is when filing takes place. And see, I won't just, if I run, I won't just run to win. I'll run to set an example to turn around America, and that will be this. Whenever I run for office, I do not spend more money than what the office will pay me. I did it as governor. I only raised $300,000. I was paid $480,000. And you know why I do that? Because of what my dad said to me when I was a kid. When I was a little kid growing up, my dad was a World War II vet, eighth grade education. But he gets smarter every day. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, all politicians are crooks. And I said, Dad, come on, how can you say that, a blanket statement like that? And he said, easy. He said, because they spend $1 million for a job that pays $100,000 a year.
Absolutely. The evidence is right there. That's what one of my grandpas would always say.
And so I make it a point that when I run for office, I do not spend more money than what I will make. Now, as a U.S. senator, I will make close to $950,000 through the course of that six-year thing. So that means I could probably spend about $750,000 to get the job.
Now,
but I will not spend over that. And, you know, if I do it, I'll decide in July, because I believe these campaigns are far too long and far too expensive.
Well, we need you also during this national election cycle to be injecting sanity, and that will up your profile if you run for Senate. I think it's a no-brainer. I'm begging you to do it. We need you to do this, Governor.
The problem is, though, Alex, is then I have to do it.
Then you can't go surfing.
That's right. Then I can't go down the Baja and watch sunsets down there and take my surfboard out and fall down as I try to learn how to do it.
Absolute heaven down there. I certainly envy you down
no
there.
No one watching over me.
No big brother telling
no
you.
No big brothers down there. Do you know what I also do with all my new vehicles? I disconnect that OnStar.
Which tracks you, yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. People think that they can track you anywhere you go if you got that hooked up on your vehicle.
Governor, I want to run through a bunch of questions quickly now because we're almost out of time.
Sure.
Government drug dealing. They had a CIA aircraft right at 4 tons of pure cocaine, showing it came from the source. One of the CIA rendition flights, same plane, CIA-owned, crashed in Yucatan Peninsula. Nothing on our press, all over the foreign press, with the CIA pilot, killed the people on board, filled with pure cocaine. Should we decriminalize drugs, A, and B? The experts I've had on here believe that over 85% of all narcotics is brought in and licensed by the government.
Well, I think absolutely we should decriminalize it because of the fact that when I was in Mexico, the Virginia Tech thing happened. And the headlines in Mexico said USA 33, Mexico 20. Because that day there were 20 people killed in the war on drugs on the border. Only difference is theirs happens every day.
And now it's spread all the way up into Indiana, up into Dallas. Quote, military, our government trained, are now, quote, helping the Mexican drug cartels.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, that was finally in the Houston Chronicle. Just a side issue, I know he's your buddy. I know you've been in some films with him, like Running Man and Predator. And I know you're a loyal person, but Schwarzenegger, you talk about big government, gun control, on a lot of these issues. What do you think of the job Schwarzenegger's done as governor?
Well, remember this. Arnold is not a true Republican. Arnold is very liberal on the social issues, much like I am. I don't care about gay marriage. It's none of my business, things of that nature. Remember, Arnold's also a populist. He tried the hardline Republican position in California, and he got hammered. His popularity went down the toilet, so he made a turn. And now he's doing things that apparently the Californians are more popular with.
But what about gun control?
Arnold is not a dummy. You know, Arnold knows where his bread gets buttered depending on what he's doing.
Yeah, but you could do that, too. You could go with how the bread's buttered and probably be president. I mean, there is a difference here. You're not for gun control. You're not for drug criminalization. Arnold is.
Well, I don't think Arnold's for drug criminalization, is he? Because he's not bothering the pot shops out there for the medical stuff.
He lets the feds come in and go after him. He hasn't been trying to repeal these drug laws.
But the point is, he can't stop the feds anyway. Federal jurisdiction takes priority over state. Otherwise, if I was governor, I could stop our National Guard people from going to Iraq.
When's the last time you talked to Arnold? Has he read your book?
I have never talked to him since he took office.
Well, I know that he said that he modeled a lot of his campaign off the fact that he saw that you could win.
That may be true, but I haven't spoken to him at all. I stopped by one time when I was giving a speech in Sacramento, and he had already gone home, you know, back to L.A., and so he wasn't in that day. I just left a note for him and gave him my best regards, and I haven't talked or heard from him since.
Jesse, talking about the police state, all over the country now, they don't just do breathalyzers. They're taking blood at checkpoints from Illinois to Texas, from Arizona to New York State. They're now having, quote, federalization drills where they get tens of thousands of police in 3-4-state areas to randomly search pedestrians now, not just cars, set up checkpoints. What's your take on that?
Well, if it's true, we're in tough shape. I the only thing I can comment on is what goes on in my life, and I am concerned because when I crossed the border this year, inside the border was a second immigration checkpoint. Well, according to the Constitution of the United States, once I show at the border that I'm a U.S. citizen, I should not be required or be asked any type of identification as I travel throughout the continental United States.
And now they're building those deeper and deeper over 100 miles in, and they're going after citizens.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, like the car in front of me, I saw the people showing passports, and they were from California. Well, for some reason, they waved me through because I turned to my wife and I go, I'm going to see if the Constitution protects me. I will not show these people anything, even though they're immigration.
What happened?
I'm a U.S. citizen. If it's a state trooper, that's different. You're on a highway, then you show your driver's license. But as a U.S. citizen, I am not required to show anything.
What happened?
As I travel throughout the country. The Constitution guarantees me that.
Governor, what happened when you did that?
For some reason, they always wave me through. Every time, they don't question or do anything. I get waved through. So I don't get a chance to really turn them down because they never ask me for anything. But it is racial profiling because I happen to have blue eyes. That might be part of the reason I'm waved through.
Unbelievable. Governor, we have a little bit of issue with the line. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, good. We went to backup there. I'm in Texas. They're in Minnesota. This only happens when we got a huge guest on with us. Governor, in closing, with the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, other points, other key issues that you want to impart, anything else on 9/11, anything else you want to talk about with the future of this republic?
Well, you know, the main thing I want to talk about is the fact that we better wake up and we better pay attention and not to believe everything that the status quo tells you because they're not necessarily talking the truth, and I'm finding that out more and more and more, and I personally have no trust in the government anymore because they've been so deceitful to me on everything, it seems, and that we've got to change, and I think the other thing I'd like to bring out is this, having lived outside of the United States now for 3 years in a row for half the year, my belief is that you're not a world power by carrying a club and beating everyone up. And our status throughout the world has dropped dramatically now. The most popular T-shirt you see in Mexico amongst young people now is a photo of George Bush, and it says weapon of mass destruction. And I really don't think it should be part of as the United States, and it's time for us to change direction. So when Obama says about talking to our enemies, I see nothing wrong with that because it should be the last option. War should never be the first option is what we've made it today.
Well, you're right, Governor. Our name has been destroyed, and the so-called conservatives that still support the war, A, they're against the will of the people. Only 30% support the war still. And B, they have bankrupted us. The dollar's being devalued. Inflation is in double digits. The Federal Reserve's denying it, but oil just went to $130 a barrel today. $130 a barrel.
Did I tell you my take on oil?
No, sir.
I think this is what's happening on oil. I think they're driving the price up to battle the environmentalists. I think they want to get drilling in Alaska. They want to get offshore drilling. This is a ploy by the oil companies, in my opinion, to drive the price up to where the American people will say it's $5 a gallon. I don't care about the environment. Drill. I've got to have my gas.
Well, that's a part of it, I think, but largely the dollar has been devalued. Oil is dollar denominated, and so if the dollar's been devalued by more than half, oil's going to double.
Oh, yeah, on that end, too. Very good point. Very good point.
I noticed that in Minnesota, because we had some of our local guys that work at the network came out and shot some video of you talking, and you wouldn't address the press, but you would address them. Why were you not talking to the mainstream press?
Well, I talked to the mainstream press, except not the Minnesota mainstream press. I've made it my personal vendetta that I never speak to them again, because when I was in office, they attacked my children. And so the only way I can fight back is to not talk to them, not make them money. And so I speak to the open press in Boston. I speak to them in L.A., anywhere else, but I will not speak to the Minnesota media because it's my personal vendetta against them. And, you know, us Navy SEALs, we don't get mad, we get even. That's our saying. And so my only way of getting even with them is to not speak to them. That's why I did speak to your people, but on purposely I do not speak to them. And it is because they attack my kids. My son refuses to live in Minnesota now.
Governor Ventura, I want to say one more word to you during the break and then let you go. I really appreciate you spending time with us. The book is on the bestseller list. We need to make it even bigger. It is Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This story comes from some of the darkest, earliest hours of America's forgotten history. At a place called Valley Forge, where General George Washington and his army barely hung on. There were enemies without and enemies within, and Michael Whitman was an enemy within. He was, as one history book tells, caught and tried as a turncoat collaborator, giving invaluable assistance on numerous occasions to the British. He was found guilty of spying and sentenced to hanging. But on the eve of his execution, an old white-haired man named Peter Miller, who had done many favors for Washington's army, was allowed to see the general. And when he did, he requested a favor of the general. Pardon the treacherous spy, Michael Whitman. The untold story in all of this is why. Why was the pardon requested? And why did General Washington do what he did that night? That's the untold story. And to learn of it, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com, and there you'll find it tied into a story that the greatest storyteller ever told, and you need to hear.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
And coming up, the unmasking of bottled waters. Consumers react to word that many of their pricey favorites come straight from the tap. The U.S. have access to some of the cleanest tap water in the world. Nevertheless, many people have come to depend on bottled water, so much so it's become a multi-billion dollar industry. Sure, it's convenient, but many also believe they're paying for water from naturally pure sources. As Rob Marciano reports, that's often not the case.
Don't let that scenic logo fool you. This water is not bottled from a mountain stream. Now PepsiCo plans to spell it out for consumers, adding the words public water source to the label of its Aquafina brand. And in case you didn't know, Aquafina is actually just purified tap water.
That would make me never want to buy Aquafina again, knowing that it was bottled public water.
Yeah,
like,
no,
just
that's,
tap water
that's not
in a bottle.
Cool.
That's, what am I paying for?
Wow.
How does that make you feel?
Like I've been bamboozled and hoodwinked all this time.
In a statement on Friday, PepsiCo said, quote, if this helps clarify the fact that water originates from public sources, then it's a reasonable thing to do. Coca-Cola's Dasani does the same thing, purifies and bottles public drinking water. One environmental group found at least 25% of bottled water is actually just tap water. Sometimes purified, sometimes not.
We are now exposing an underbelly truth, that is, a big percentage of bottled water in this country is tap water.
San Francisco's mayor banned city workers from buying bottled water, citing environmental concerns and saving the city $500,000 a year. And let's face it, it's expensive. Brands like Fiji can cost $8 a bottle or more at high-end hotels. Ironic that droughts have led to water shortages on the island that exports it. In total, Americans snapped up $11 billion worth of bottled water last year. All in a country that has some of the cleanest public water in the world. Spring water, artesian well water, purified tap water. Not too long ago, it would have seemed a little wacky to sell bottled water, but now it's become part of our culture. And sales of these bottles rank second only to carbonated soft drinks. So in this saturated market, it's increasingly important for you to know exactly what you're paying for. Rob Marciano, CNN, Douglasville, Georgia.
All right, that's the incredible propaganda they're putting out. Those tap waters are filtered in reverse osmosis. They are filtered several times. They mention how it's filtered, and they are much better than tap water. They've cut out the chlorine. They've cut out some of the fluoride. The best thing to do is get an expensive filtration system and filter your water. But if you've got a choice, well, everybody knows tap water tastes like crap. And so that's why people go out and get bottled water. Obviously, an Evian or a Pellegrino out of famous, you know, multi-thousand-year-old springs, in the case of Pellegrino, the Romans were getting it out of there. This really delicious artesian water that's got all these great minerals in it. Oh, you don't want that. You don't want Fiji volcanic water. No, you want tap water. The government loves you. Total lies about how clean it is and how great it is and how wonderful it is, with hundreds of drugs and herbicides and pesticides and mercury and lead and arsenic and just absolutely hellish things in it. Let me give you a news tip. Fish and turtles, if you put them in tap water, will die. You put an aquatic turtle in tap water, it dies in a few days. You put a fish in it, they die. You put frogs in it, they die. Okay, you shouldn't be drinking it. Your skin, also the largest organ, absorbs it. Hey, what an amazing Ventura interview. And, of course, I've got to get rid of ISDN lines. Some idiot phone company guy. Happens about once a month. Always when a Charlie Sheen's on. Or a it even happened right before I had Charlton Heston on. The phone company comes in and hooks into our lines. And, hello, hello. You couldn't hear it on the network. But on the internet encoding we've got for PrisonPlanet.tv members, because that was live on the web, and what we had put on the web today, it's going to be on there. Hello? 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 This is great technology to be. Of course, we went to Skype after that happened. It's great technology to be able to be here in Austin, there in Minnesota. But, man, I mean, the phone company, I've just had enough of these idiots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
is known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're on the heels of an amazing Jesse Ventura interview, 50 minutes long. We got to get a transcript of that. We got to get it out to the press, make sure they bite on it. More 9/11 truth, more people waking up. I meant to ask him about a challenge to the media, but that's basically what he was saying. He was challenging the media to cover him on the facts and to not just say he shouldn't have a First Amendment right to question the official story. I meant to have Jim Tucker on at 40 after, but I to get into the Bilderberg situation, but then I forgot about that because we had Ventura on, and we've got a bunch of other big guests today. Do we have Tucker, or is he unable to do it now? Oh, we have Jim Tucker. Jim, I apologize. In between technical difficulties with the idiot phone company and everything else, I got lost in the fog of war. I want to hold you for this three-minute segment and about 5 minutes on the other side. Then we're going to get to gun confiscation in Pennsylvania. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right, with an eyewitness to all this. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Jim Tucker. Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net, formerly The Spotlight. We heard that they were, that really a week and a half ago, that Bilderberg met in Athens, outside Athens, Greece. You said you didn't believe that. Greek paper reported it. Bilderberg.org reported it. Tony Gosling. Then we had the major Dutch news report they were going to be meeting the 5th through the 8th in Chantilly, as they met a few years ago in Virginia. Tell us what you think's really happening, Jim Tucker.
Well, this one is right. It's Chantilly. Yes, somebody gave us that Dutch email, too, and I called the Dutch embassy. Well, in fact, the number they provided called got me into the Netherlands, but they transferred me back, still no charge on the phone.
That's it. I'm going to Virginia.
The United States. And they confirmed, yes. I asked the question twice to make sure I got it right. Yes, they will be at Chantilly. And of course, it will be the Westfields Marriott. They didn't have the specific address in Chantilly, but it's where they met before. The only place they can meet in Chantilly was where they met several years ago, Westfields. And Westfields is all booked up. And also, a man who for 20 years has helped inside Bilderberg pin them down, gave it further confirmation that we'll be at the Westfields Marriott Conference Center, 14750, we'll have this on our website, Conference Center Drive, Chantilly, Virginia. I've got their telephone number.
So this isn't even out yet. This is huge breaking news.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought probably everybody had internet this stuff by now.
Well, no, we knew that it might be, but now you're pinning it down. Well done, Jim Tucker.
Yeah, I'll be out there on Wednesday, June the 4th, checking into the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia. From experience, I know that's the closest motel nearby and cheapest, if you could consider $270 a night for the cheapest room.
Oh, man, this is going to be spook. This is going to be spook central. Jim, yeah. Isn't it unusual that they would have it in Canada, in North America, then in Istanbul, because usually they go, as you said, 4 years in Europe and then 1 year in the Americas. Isn't this unusual for them?
Yes, it is. It surprised me, really, because they're here 2 years ago, and their routine has been something like 3 years in Europe and 1 year somewhere in North America, Canada or
United States. And that had been their drill. And for a while, we thought possibly Japan, because for no other reason that the G8 is meeting in Japan for the first time ever, which makes no sense because the G8 heads of state are all from Europe and North America, Canada, United States, and the European countries. But they're meeting in, and of course, that's public information. It was no effort at all to be told where the G8 is going to meet. It's going to be that island in Japan. But nevertheless, Bilderberg is at Chantilly, and we certainly hope a lot of readers will turn out because, well, in Europe, as you know from experience, there's a lot of broadcasters and newspaper men.
Yeah, we have more of a news blackout here in Land of the Coward, Home of the Slaves. Stay there, Land of the Disinfo. Stay there, Jim Tucker. Final segment with you after this quick three-minute break. Major breaking news. Jim Tucker confirms it's in Virginia.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that just joined us, this is live breaking news. What appears to be disinfo was put out, as they always do, that they'd already met, as they meet in May or early June in Greece. Jim Tucker, been covering for 35 years on the ground, the father of exposing the global elite and the secret shadowy cabal that runs our society. The media just 10 years ago denied it even existed. He has confirmed that it is in Chantilly, Virginia. They met in Istanbul, Turkey last year, 125 of the world's movers and shakers. He believes they're meeting here in the United States where they don't normally meet because there's a better media blackout because our press is more controlled. So, Jim, just to recap, go over all the evidence, why you think this isn't another ruse. And again, he's got them for 35 years straight, never been defeated. Sometimes they find out the day of, though, and it goes on for 3 days. You have a source inside Bilderberg who's involved that's confirmed it. And so you're 100% on where it's being held. Go over your evidence, Jim Tucker.
Well, they did have me nervous and ready to grab out of the pair of socks when they talked about the place that they had met in Greece a few years ago being all filled up and so forth, but they could not tell me there are armed guards outside the gates. Although I was ready to grab my other pair of socks and run, but I had some doubts about it, and I called three people, the secretaries of three people who always attend Bilderberg meetings under a ruse and a social event, and they were all going to be in Washington that weekend, so I stayed here, becoming very doubtful. And then when we got this thing from a Japanese chap telling us that that it came off of the Dutch website for domestic consumption or inside the house website, saying that it would be in Chantilly, then I called the Dutch embassy. They bounced me back to the embassy in the United States, which specifically confirmed Chantilly. I asked the question twice to make sure there's no misunderstanding, routine of mine. They're definitely at the Westfields. Then a man who's helped, who's an international financial consultant, who knows a lot of Bilderberg people personally, he got interested about 20 years ago when I showed him a recent list 20 years ago of participants. I know this guy, I know that guy, I do business with him, and he's always so much fun. He has helped us locate Bilderberg many times. I can remember, obviously, I can't give his name, but there's one time when they were meeting in some European city. We knew the city for sure. We knew the dates for sure. This precise location we did not know. I'm at the press club with my other pair of socks packed, waiting to take a shuttle to Dulles Airport when he called and named the precise place, precise location. I called the newspaper back, and they were able to redo page one to put it in the precise location. And there's other times when he's been very helpful. He has also talked to his Bilderberg buddy, who gave us additional confirmation just this morning that Chantilly is the scene of the crime. And I'm hoping a lot of your listeners and our readers at American Free Press will show up to help make up for the loss, for the lack of help we'll get from the.
I'm gonna be there.
Good.
You can absolutely be assured of that, Jim. And I will. You're sure you're going to be staying at the Hilton Hendon?
Okay. Let me. I'll be
Jim, let me do this. When are you going to be at the officer home today? And I'll call and confer like we did last time when I went with you to Canada.
Okay, it's going to be on our website today, including my when I check into whatever hotel, it'll all be there.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to harass me and arrest me like they did when I went to Canada inside the U.S. This is going to be fun.
I doubt if you don't say anything about Bilderberg on the flight, I doubt if they would be.
Yeah.
So many flights into Dulles. If they don't know why you're coming, if you don't...
They surveil everything we do, Jim.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I mean, because we're here fighting them, destroying the country, and they can't stand it, these globalists. Any other key tidbits we need to know? So you're saying you're 100% this isn't a ruse. Is that
yep.
what you're saying?
Yes.
This is triple confirmed. Okay, I'm going to book passage by air right now and bring my crew. I'm going to get the telephoto lenses out. Expanding on that, Jim Tucker, in closing, then do you believe this was a planted ruse with what we saw out of the Greek news?
It's possible that the some Bilderberg kid put something on the internet to lead people the wrong way. I don't know. It's possible because they do not like to be exposed. As usual, they'd prefer. By now, they're probably aware that there will be public knowledge the way they search internets and so forth.
Well, this is convenient for you that you live in Virginia. You can just get in the car and drive over.
Well, my home is in deep central Virginia. I stay at a motel in Washington, but it is more convenient. I'll be checking into the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia, which is where I stayed the last time they were here. So it's the closest motel to the scene of the crime, and it's also the cheapest. It's $270 plus tax every day.
Good grief. Jason Burmis is going to be sitting in for those days. While I'm there, the excitement just continues as we cover the Global Crime Syndicate. Jim, so how late are you going to be at the office today so I can call you?
I really don't know. It depends on how fast I can kick stuff out the door.
Okay, so when I call this home number, that's in another part of Virginia.
Yeah, and I won't be there until, Thursday afternoon.
But if I miss you later after the show today, you're going to be at American Free Press, so I can just call the newspaper, or should I call you in the morning?
Well, I'll be at American Free Press.
Okay. Jim, thank you for the update, and thank you for nailing that down. That's confirmed. Jim has never been wrong before. 30-plus years you've been able to find out where they are and been able to cover it, Jim.
It's been a lot of fun, and you can be sure the Washington Post and New York Times The Washington Post and New York Times will be there, and you'll not read a word about it.
Well, we need to have protests while we're there in front of their papers. Then in the free country, the cops will no doubt come and say, no demonstrations allowed without permits, and then taser us, in land of the slaves, home of the cowards. I mean, I love this country, folks, and that's what we've turned into, but I don't care. I'm going to, you know what, they'll probably tell me I can't videotape without a permit in this godforsaken country, because that's why they're having
it. Well, the answer is, I'm on a public sidewalk. And I've told the cops that before, many times.
No,
this is a public sidewalk, the taxpayer sidewalk.
God, this country's gone. This country's in so much trouble. Folks, join us there. This is big news, and it's the 5th through the 8th, correct? And tell folks the name of the hotel again.
Well, Bilderberg will be at the Westfields Marriott, 14750 Conference Center Drive in Chantilly. We will be at the Hilton in Herndon, which is right next door. And that is 13869 Park Center Road, Herndon.
And does that Hilton have any places for me with telephoto video lenses?
The hotel we'll be staying at.
I mean, is that in view of the other facility?
No, you have to drive a few miles, but it's the closest one.
Yeah, I hear this one's hard to cover. Is that true?
There's been a lot of Bilderberg meetings where I had to get a cab, or sometimes readers would be there with cars and save the company a nickel by driving instead of having
to I'll drive you. Don't worry, Jim. We're going to be all over you because you're the guy that knows how to track the enemy. All right, enemies of the Republic. Jim Tucker, I'll talk to you soon.
Very good.
There goes Jim Tucker. I apologize to our next guest who had to hold, an amazing individual. Headline, gun owners protest police action, Times Tribune. This is out of Pennsylvania, Dixon City. They were having their local gun club meet, and, you know, it's open carry there, and they had their guns there, and so some snitch called the police. There was no law, but the cops confiscated their guns, and our next guest bravely spoke up to the media and spoke up to them and went to city council, and we appreciate Bill Grumbine for coming on with us. Let's play Bill's comments to the local newspaper that also posted this video.
You want to live your life as a free man and be able to say things that are guaranteed to you under the First Amendment, then you need to be able to exercise your Second Amendment. It ain't about hunting, and it's not even really about self-defense. It's about protecting us from overbearing government.
Great.
And what was seen up here on Friday night was overbearing government. When they can come in and do whatever they want, regardless of what the law says, that is overbearing government.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to him. Then they've got some person groveling, going, it scares me, citizens with guns. I only want men in black ski masks to keep me safe. We're going to break in a moment, sir, but break down for listeners that just tuned in, what exactly happened in Pennsylvania?
Well, up in Dixon City, a group of guys from the Pennsylvania Firearms Owners Association got together with their wives and children for dinner, and they were carrying their guns openly. I was unable to attend this particular event, although I've been to previous events. And somebody got scared and called the police. And when the police showed up, things got kind of rough. And
yeah, I mean, slaves aren't armed. You don't have slaves outside slave quarters, and you don't have them with weapons. This was scary to the other slaves.
Well, it was certainly scary to somebody because they called the police. And then, you know, they have the right to call the police for that. And the police have the right to come out. But it's once they got there and ascertained the situation, that's when they should have said, have a nice dinner, and walked away.
But they didn't,
they chose
because
not to do that.
They saw their slaves armed. What happened?
Well, what happened was they asked for identification. They started hauling people out of the restaurant right in the middle of their dinner. And one of the men who's been very active in our group here and in the movement for open carry was asked to produce ID. When you are on foot in Pennsylvania, you only have to give a verbal ID.
Yeah, it's right to refuse.
Your papers.
Yeah, right. In fact, there's a Supreme Court ruling out of Pennsylvania, one out of Austin, Texas, too, but they don't care. Stay there, sir. Quick break. We'll come back and hear what transpired there. Stay with us.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family.
Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I'm going to Virginia to cover Bilderberg. Can't turn that down. Spook Central. Well, I'm going to have my door barricaded at night.
All those drifters,
they love to kill you in Virginia, boy. They'll shoot you up, throw you in the bathtub. Shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen. Big show today. We had Jesse Ventura on for 50 minutes, then Jim Tucker. Now we've got Bill Grumbine, who stood up for the Second Amendment and spoke out with the city council and talked about it. Okay, tell us what happened, sir.
Well, the original event was all these folks having dinner, and the police came and rousted them out of the restaurant in the middle of their meal. Then one of my friends, as I mentioned, was arrested for being unwilling to give information that he was not required by law to give. He identified himself verbally, but that wasn't good enough for the police officer, and they cuffed him and threw him in the car. They also threatened his wife, who was videotaping the event, that if she didn't shut off her recorder, she could be arrested too. So they were going for the First and Second Amendment that night. One of the other men had a gun taken from him, and a number of people had their guns taken from them, and they were run through the imaginary illegal database that the Pennsylvania State Police maintain. It's not supposed to be there. There isn't supposed to be a record of our firearms. When they take people's guns and run the serial numbers, I don't know what kind of record they're checking, and since they don't have this thing, but they are checking.
And so with no probable cause, they then also engage in a Fourth Amendment violation, raping.
Well, pretty much did that, yeah.
They eventually
let everybody go. I mean, they let Rich go. They still have his one gun. They didn't give that back to him yet. So we're waiting to see what the outcome of that is.
Now, you were at the city council meeting, weren't you?
Yes, I did go to that.
Yeah, and, I mean, the people going, I'm afraid of citizens with guns. How do we get this pathetic? I mean, here in Texas, you can drive. The law says you can drive around with your rifle in your gun rack, but you don't do that. They'll SWAT team you. You get killed half the time. I mean, there's billboards up everywhere saying report illegal guns with pictures of revolvers and rifles. So when a carpet cleaner's in your house, it happened to me, they call the cops on you. I mean, they think guns are illegal in Texas, and all these folks from New York and California are moving here, and they see you putting a deer rifle in the back of your truck to go hunting, they call the cops. And the cops go ahead and come out. I mean, this is scary when we can't even follow the law.
Well, it is scary, and what it is people are transferring an irrational fear to an inanimate object. You know, when I was a kid back in the 70s, we used to bring our guns to school.
Same thing with my dad, yeah.
You know, my own brother, my younger brother, was on the rifle team, and he carried his .22 caliber rifle on the school bus. And all the bus driver said to him was just to make sure it's not loaded before you get on.
And then magically, now we take the guns out of schools and we have mass shootings. Go ahead.
Yes, but can you imagine today if some kid got on the school bus with a .22 rifle to take it to school for the shooting team?
They'd call the army out. They'd shut down half the city. There'd be guys in black uniforms running around like an anthill had been overturned.
Mm-hmm. But one of our goals is open carry. You know, first of all, we're exercising our rights. It's like a muscle. If you don't exercise it, it's going to atrophy. And it's going to go away. But the other thing we want to do is we want people to learn that there are many, many thousands of us out there who are normal, everyday family men, family women.
And that makes crime go down. That makes crime. And what you're saying is key, because I've said I should do what you're doing, but I pick my battles. If I'm going to go to the shooting range now, pull the car up to the garage and look around, because the chicken-necked, cowardly, domesticated public will call a SWAT team on me if they see a gun. That's how enslaved we are here in Texas. Same thing in Pennsylvania, obviously. And you're right, because we haven't shown our guns like we used to. We let them cower us, and the cops harassed us into this, that we're going to lose it all now.
Well, we're working real hard to make sure that doesn't happen, And there are quite a few police that do know the law. In fact, we have one gentleman involved in our group who's the assistant chief in a neighboring municipality up there. And it would have been nice if he could have been there that night. It would be interesting to see what would happen if they were arresting him.
Well, I know that in polls, the most pro-gun group in the country are police, but they still get bonuses and, you know, extra money for, you know, quote, stopping gun crime. But that gun crime is citizens doing nothing. And what did you think of the groveling locals going, I'm scared of guns, I'm scared. But the, you know, they like cops with guns, but not us with guns.
Well, there's not much you can do about somebody being scared of something. It's like people being scared of spiders and snakes, except try and educate them. But I think what has to happen with our public officials is they can say, yes, we understand you're scared, but no, those people aren't doing anything wrong.
Stay there. 3-minute break, sir. Let me come back with 5 minutes with you on the other side, just so you can finish up. Tell folks about your group in Pennsylvania. Maybe our listeners can come join you. What you're doing, we all owe you a debt for, sir. Absolutely, because they're creating the perception that guns are already illegal. They're brainwashing the public. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Some folks are born made to wait to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue.
Red, yeah. White, and blue.
And when the band plays, hail to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Tell them that it ain't me.
All right, we're going to be talking to Cody Dietz, and Sam Lugalob. We Are Change. Who went to the NRA convention of all places. They're pro-gun, by the way. Asked Oliver North about the FEMA camp programs he ran, the Senate hearings. And they had him tackled and arrested with press passes, and then they stole their equipment. Then we got Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, kind of a Second Amendment theme today, about the incredible attacks on the Second Amendment that are happening everywhere. That's coming up. Finishing up with Bill Grumbine, who's part of the local Second Amendment group that wears their guns openly. Now, understand, my dad's only 58 years old, and he would go into a pretty big size school with a shotgun to go hunting with the coaches after school, or to the rifle club, take his rifle. Big cities, just until a decade ago, New York City had a gun club, and they weren't afraid of it. Yeah, and people were taught it. Now you have these domesticated people that are scared to death of guns. I've told the story of one of my dad's friends who works for a major magazine. I'll leave it at that. He's the editor of a national magazine. And this was back in college when I kept my guns in my parents' gun safe. I didn't live with them. I moved out when I was 18, but, I was going over to their house to get the guns. And I was walking out with a rifle, and it was in a case, but he acted real scared and freaked out as I walked by the living room. He goes, "Is that a gun?" It was like a king cobra or a Bengal tiger was running around in the house. And the guy's smart, and not brain dead. Even lives in Texas, shouldn't be so stupid. And I go put it up, and I go, "What's the big deal?" And my dad goes, "Oh, come on." He goes and gets his revolver, and he shows. He goes, "Look, it's unloaded. Come on, get over your fear." And the guy's going, and he's like, "Come on, you don't get scared when you see a cop with a gun, do you?" And he goes, "Look," he goes, "just please get it out of here. It's irrational." But they see billboards saying report illegal guns. They watch the shows, the drama shows, the fiction shows based in New York, in Boston, in Chicago, or in L.A. where they have basic gun bans. And the people think guns are all banned. And so they're just like, oh, my God. And they're just, how these men raise their daughters and sons and then let them leave the house and never teach them how to have a gun. So that they can defend themselves. These women get raped. They get killed. They always call 911 and go, "He just busted in. No, don't kill me." And they rape them and kill them. And then they leave. The average time is 11 minutes by the time they get there. You should be historically scared of armored vehicles, face scanning cameras, cops running around in black uniforms, running warrantless checkpoints. That historically is what's dangerous, not citizens with guns. And I want more citizens with guns. Kennesaw, Georgia had the highest crime rate in Georgia. Said everybody had to own a gun by law. Crime rate dropped by 95%. That's main government numbers. Look at the cesspits. New York, Chicago, wherever they have a gun ban, they have the highest crime rates. 3-4 times anywhere else. I'm going to shut up and go to our guest and let him finish up. Bill Grumbine, we commend you for what you're doing. How do folks in Pennsylvania get involved with your group, wear their guns openly?
Well, anybody can walk out the door as long as they're walking and wear their gun openly. In Pennsylvania, you do not need to have any kind of license or permit from the government. If you are going to get into a vehicle with your loaded gun, though, at that point, you need a license to carry firearms.
How do you move your guns around then? Or do they say it's got to be locked in the trunk, but they still take you to jail for that, like Texas, or what?
Well, there are certain technicalities that have to be observed. If you don't have a permit, you've got to be, or I shouldn't say permit, I should say license to carry firearms. If you don't have that, you need to be traveling to or from a range or a gun dealer or something like that. But if you want to carry your gun concealed or transport in a vehicle loaded, then you need your license to carry firearms. The best place to get all the details, rather than have me try to give all Pennsylvania law, would be www.pafoa.org. That's the Pennsylvania Firearms Owners Association. For those of your listeners who are not in Pennsylvania but want to find out what their own state laws are, they can go to www.handgunlaw.us. And then there's also...
Now, give out your local. Give out your local contact
point. Okay. Yeah, another local contact point would be www.paopencarry.org.
PAOpenCarry.org. PAOpenCarry.org.
That's easy enough for people.
And
remember,
I agree.
Right?
They've already got citizens thinking guns are illegal in our houses and tattling, and the cops usually go ahead and SWAT team you, even though they know it's not the law. Just any excuse to savagely attack freedom. I've just had enough of these criminals, and I've had enough of the ignorant slave public. And that's what they are. They're chicken-necked, cowardly slaves that want us all to live in fear like they do behind 10 bolted doors. They won't even fight with a baseball bat as their wife's raped in front of them. I see these cases all the time. These aren't men. These are cowardly pieces of filth. And I'm sorry, they're coming after our guns. They're brainwashing our kids. We got to turn it around. How do people come out and help your local group defend the flagging Second Amendment?
Well, the first thing they can do is get their license to carry firearms. They can take a class on how to handle that weapon appropriately, and then they can join our website, join the discussion. The website is growing tremendously. We've got more and more people from all over the state getting to know one another, making friendships, eating dinner together out, and showing the flag, as they say, which is our gun. Letting people know that we're normal, regular people, and we're just exercising our rights in a normal, regular way. And the more we can do that, the less weird it becomes for those people who aren't used to seeing it. You know, think of the first time that people saw somebody with orange hair walking down the road. Now nobody pays any attention to them. When they see enough people carrying guns that are normal, regular, law-abiding citizens, it won't be so bad anymore.
Yeah,
and
I have
the bad
a little,
guys.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
No, I mean, I have a little instant access pistol safe. I noticed they move things around in here and set a cabinet over it, and I hadn't thought about that in the last month, and I just noticed it took me a while to get to it. I'm showing people right now watching on the TV feed, you know, my evil 357 Magnum 7 shot, and I have a lot more sophisticated, you know, complex semi-automatic handguns and rifles, but this is for if some nut comes in my office. It doesn't malfunction very often. It's very easy. It's very accurate. It's also a strong, very strong round. This is to defend me. It's not that I'm someone who wants violence or is crazy or any of this. It's that I have the responsibility to defend myself and my employees, and I have a couple
of... That's exactly right. And I said that up there at that council meeting. You know, we don't want to use our guns to shoot people any more than somebody else wants to use the airbag in their car or the fire extinguisher in their house. But if it's there and you need it, you need it. And if it's not there, it's not going to help you, and it's going to be too late.
Absolutely. And people need to get familiar with these. If you're not a gun owner, you need to go out, buy a revolver first. Probably a revolver 22 is what I would start on for an adult, for children, single-shot, bolt-action, you know, Marlins or Remington, and go out and practice shooting. But go out and take some classes at a local gun range, take three or four of them, learn the basic safety, and then go out and start shooting at least once a month, folks. It's such a feeling of security that if somebody comes to my house with my family, they're dead. I got three instant access pistol safes because I have children. And it takes me about 3 seconds to get to my gun in my house. And you need to, every few weeks, remember to go get in there, practice your safety case number to get into it fast, and defend yourself. And if somebody breaks into your office with a weapon in your home, just draw down on them and defend yourself. That's what this country was built on, not being a bunch of peasant slaves from Europe or peasant slaves from China who have no history of being able to defend themselves. Our ancestors, who were slaves in Europe under feudalism, could not arm themselves. Only the lords and the nobility and their enforcers could. And the Magna Carta in 1215 that a lot of our ancestors fought and died for is what began what became our Second Amendment. And the war started in Lexington and Concord when they came for our Second Amendment. And I just want to commend you and thank you for all that you've done, sir, and for coming on with us.
Well, thank you very much. It was good to be here.
Any other local websites you want to give out?
Oh, that should do it. Then once they get to those places, they can find plenty more where they can get more information.
Thank you for spending time with us, sir. Take care. All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Apologize to our other guests. We kind of got backed up today. We got more big guests, two more guests. Chuck Baldwin, head of the Constitution Party, presidential candidate, coming up in the fourth hour. Aaron Zellman in the next hour, JPFO. Right now, let's go to Cody Dietz and Sam Logaloub. Both We Are Change Ohio, We Are Change Kentucky. We've already had Adam Cuttington, We Are Change Kentucky, on twice. Gentlemen, continuing with the attack on the First Amendment, freedom of the press and assembly, you were authorized, you had the slave cards to be there. That wasn't enough for them. You were assaulted. Tell us what happened to you when you faced up against. And I want to just add this. I wanted to make sure my memory served, even though I already knew it. I spent an hour last night refreshing myself on Oliver North, this fake conservative, this monster, this pig. This hater of liberty who poses as a conservative. I remember growing up with conservative friends. I was conservative, just worshiping Oliver North. And And I remember, you know, I love Oliver North, you know, when I was like 15, 16, a young conservative. Then I found out by the time I was 18 that he really was involved in massive narcotics trafficking. He ran that. Then I've interviewed all these DEA and CIA people that saw him dealing it. And I mean tons every day, tons of coke brought in. The money they made is incredible. The Swiss bank accounts are incredible. I mean, the cocaine, the drugs, the putting out the crack ingredients, how to make that, the scourge, the crime it created, the non-crackheads that were murdered. In Dallas, I remember during the crack epidemic, they'd have 5-6 murders a day. I mean, the robberies, the home invasion. I remember in the 80s, mid and late 80s in Dallas, it was a war zone. I mean, in the nice neighborhoods, the crackheads were like zombies. That was the CIA ingredients, CIA how to do it, just like they introduced LSD. And then to learn all how horrible he was and how evil he is and how he supports a police state and how he wants to attack Iran. And he is just a monstrous, evil demon. And his private goons directed the police to attack these young men. So let's bring up Cody and Sam. We are Change Ohio. Men, you've got the floor. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I need my footage, Mr. Jones. I'm not sure. I was pretty positive the police had it. But now they're claiming no involvement in the incident. And so,
but see how nice you are? You say now they claim no involvement in it.
Be clear. They initially said there was no involvement, but then later retracted that and said that they did have two officers there that showed up after the initial confrontation. So they're witnesses to harassment at the least.
Okay, I want to stop you right now. Stop. Listen, I want you to talk about stuff, but I want you to be clear. They took your bubble sticks. They took your memory sticks. They took your batteries. They stole them. And so we've been trained subliminally as slaves at a subliminal level to say, oh, well, now they say they never did it. Let's be clear. Are they lying scum?
Yes, sir. They are. Had LMPD on their shoulder sleeves.
Okay. Now, for the listeners, what did the lying scum do?
Well, the full interview with Officer Phil Russell is at wearechangeohio.com right now for the listeners to listen to, and that's his full statement on the situation. So you can quote him on that.
Okay, tell us what happened. Tell us.
He basically said that they showed up later and witnessed everything, and that they did not have the footage in their possession, and they weren't sure where the footage was exactly. But it was taken from my hand by an LMPD uniformed officer. Now, whether or not he was telling me that there are so many different departments and organizations and that, in fact, the convention center and the NRA hire off-duty police officers to patrol their events, and he was suggesting that that's what happened, and I was mistaken.
Yeah, they're passing the buck. It's a classic distraction op, probably in his desk drawer. Okay, describe exactly what happened. Now, so we've got Sam. Sam, you're the one that was tackled, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the jackboot assaulted you. Tell us what happened.
Okay, they were escorting us out of the building. They told us that we had to leave, and they said that they would let us leave peacefully. And a plainclothes officer, I did not know he was a police officer or any kind of law enforcement at the time, was walking behind me. And all of a sudden,
you didn't know a God force, a living God, was behind you. What did the living God do?
He said, "Give me that camera," and he tried to snatch it out of my hand while he was walking behind me.
What did you think when you, for the first time, saw a God?
I just thought, hey, I can't let this person take the camera, you know, and I jerked back on it, and all of a sudden, the rest of them just pounced on me, and the one guy wrapped his arm around my neck, not choking me, but as a control measure, and they took me down to the ground.
Hardcore assault.
Yeah, I said, easy.
A cop now, they gun you down. There was a guy in San Diego, didn't touch him, and they shot him 4 times. He started trying to get back up, and they just blew him away again. And the police are saying, we kill you now if you don't submit. It's not just tasers. Go ahead. Tell me what the devil force did.
Okay, so they take me down to the ground, and I say, easy, easy, easy. And then I say, I'm not resisting, you know, it's because there are witnesses around. It is a very public place, you know, as a means to protect myself.
Yep.
And I basically, for the most part, I went limp, except for just, you know, trying to make sure that I didn't get slammed or anything like that. And they cuffed me. And they picked me up and almost carried me out of there. And while they're carrying me out, they're talking about how I was fighting them and that this is federal charges. And, you know, just basically...
Frame-ups, lies, hardcore criminal activity.
And I told them, like, hey, you're trying to set me up. And then they took me out.
Well, they're psychopaths. You got to talk to them like that. I have a wife. I have children. I'm a human. It's wrong to lie about me. I'm a person. And sometimes they have some humanity left. They go, look, you talk to them like you talk to a kidnapper. Go ahead.
Yeah,
and you've been kidnapped at that time. What did the kidnappers do next?
Well, they took me outside, and they stood me up against the wall. And I saw that my three friends were also out there at this point. And I saw them try to snatch the camera out of Cody's hand.
Yeah, I was filming the arrest and assault of Sam, at which time I was told to shut off my camera. I did not comply, feeling that this was our only evidence of abuse and assault, at which time they said, get him. And I was attacked by two officials, taken to my knees.
No, public servants, you just did it. You just see you've been conditioned. You can either call them your servants, what they are, or if you're going to call them officials, that means God. That means authority, officials, the boss. Now, are you going to call them God or are you going to call them servant?
I'm going to go with servant as far as the servants.
We have to stop calling them officials and authorities. That's part of their programming. Okay, so it's a servant, not a God. What did the servant do?
Well, I went for my video stick out of my video camera. You know, as I was being assaulted, at which point the servants told me that was a felony D offense, given the fact that it's evidence in an investigation.
Yeah, so the criminal frame-up, hardcore criminal activity, continued from there. Hardcore criminal forces waging war against freedom in the United States. Hardcore former Iraqi troops coming home to rule the slaves.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.fppp.com.
freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
America's changing. You can't deny it's turning into a cesspit.
I wish a buck was still silver.
You can't deny that we're pushed around, treated like slaves. And we are. We're debt slaves. We're owned by foreign banks. It's all a fraud. We could say no any day.
Back before Elvis.
I know there's a lot of good police out there, too. But the system's corrupt and evil. And I have seen it so many times where they've tried to frame me, talked about framing me, lied to the media about us. I mean, again, I grew up where the local sheriff dealt the drugs and they still busted the kids, or where the police knew there was a crack house but would only bust you when you bought the crack. And I grew up seeing all this. And I mean, I know Oliver North's the drug dealer. I hate him. I hate drugs. And I just, to hear about these poor men captured as they're talking about setting them up. I mean, we're human beings. You can't do that. And I'm tired of it. I got so many squad car videos that have come out on the web where you see cops planting drugs on people and they get caught and don't get in trouble. I mean, let me just, I'm scared to death they're going to pull me over sometime, though Austin is known for not being one of the worst cities with police and planting drugs on me. I don't use anything, folks, other than coffee. I drank a beer this weekend, too. I've tried to completely quit that. I should. But let me go back to these gentlemen. Sam, what happened next? They started saying that or was that Cody talking about how they started saying that, oh, you were trying to take your memory stick out. That's covering up federal evidence, boy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and my question is, well, if I was tampering with federal evidence, where is that federal evidence now?
And where is the crime? Where it would have to be evidence in a crime. It's just totally made up.
Yeah, we were charged
I need that footage, Mr. Jones. Phil Russell with the LMPD told me to contact the Kentucky Convention Center because they're tired of getting phone calls from every great info warrior out there that has done a great job.
They're passing the buck. Give these creatures, these despots, phone numbers out right now. Let's hit them with 5,000 calls.
Kentucky Exposition Center security is 502-367-5360. And they'll have a full mailbox by the end of the night.
We don't want to just do that. We want to call the Maine police. They're passing the buck. It's pure bull. It's their jurisdiction. And I want to expand on this. We are changing to stop putting up with this. You clearly got them. You need some lawyer needs to call. Just file the suit, and they'll start, wetting in their pants. Then they'll try to settle. Just say, give us the stuff back. You need to go ahead and go after them for official oppression, false arrest, aggravated kidnapping. I'm serious. So they made a big mistake not going ahead and setting you up. That's why most of them will just do that. Continue with what happened. Because I heard there was like an hour-long celebration as the Marine Corps screamed at you and told you were slaves.
Yes, sir. It was the typical bootlicking. We are the supreme gods, and you will comply to our will. And if you don't comply, you're going to jail for life situation.
Oh, they said that.
You will comply would be a quote, and as far as if you don't comply, we're going to throw the book at you, basically.
Yeah, they're ready to put us in furnaces. That's the next step, lining us up. I've seen them trained to do it, so, God help us. I guess we're not allowed to fight back when that's happening. Just get on the flatbeds and go to the death camp. Now, these guys, I'm talking to some of the other guys. They look like they just gotten off the boat from Iraq.
These were older gentlemen,
okay.
Between 40 and 45, 50,
okay.
50 at the oldest.
So there weren't any young guys there, okay. Thought I'd been told that.
Well, there were a few. It was mostly middle-aged men, though.
Who were having their victory against freedom in America. Who had some reporters. Yeah, evil reporters that had passes and a dare ask about camps. These Americans were going to be shown that here in this country we don't have freedom. You understand, you degenerate filth. You serve the authorities, the officials. You're here to pay my check and lick my boots, boy. Stay right there. I'm going to come back to both you slaves. Both of you are scum.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Dream Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can be in Austin, Texas. You can be in New York City. You can be clean cut. You can have children with you. The police will walk right over and say, you're not allowed to stand here with a sign with a political view. And if you say no, they're going to say, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to take your camera. And you've got to stand your ground, and sometimes they still arrest you. And, man, they feel good when they hurt this country and hurt it bad. And that's why I'm mad at you, because let me tell you, I know how bad it is. When a government will arrest you for videotaping or arrest you for talking or arrest you for demonstrating peacefully, you're 1 inch from death camps. It goes over the edge. We're already over the edge, and I'm trying to claw my back way up a hill, and I'm so upset, cops. Your whole future is being destroyed, too. Your masters this is all about destroying our economy, our future. It's land of the free, home of the brave. It's the United States. It's supposedly a free society. And I'm really bitter. I'm upset. I'm angry. Because I know this country's going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm upset, and I'm mad at you. You're not authorities, you're not officials, you're peace officers, you're public servants. And I think about these young men surrounded by evil for their courage to go in and ask Oliver North, that narcotics trafficking piece of trash who trained death squads that killed men, women, and children. You know those death squads killed tens of thousands, and they've dug up all these graves that have got little two-year-old toddlers in them. And I got to watch you waddle around and talk about how you're conservatives and how you're good. I know who the government is. They're death squad hardcore killers. They ship the drugs in. They rule. And now they want the bank accounts. They want the businesses. They want the roads. They want to tax you. They're going for broke. They're not going to give us quarter, you dumb cops. You work for killers. And I'm tired of you going along with it and enjoying butchering my country with so much enjoyment. I've had enough of it. You're tearing my heart out here. You go with the CPS pedophiles that seize people's kids for no reason. So they're five times more likely to rape them like you do, you scum. You're all on power trips, how it's all about you and how you're the boss. I got news for you. I'm tired of it. We're going to have Aaron Zellman on after the break, but I may even hold you guys over with him. Look, I'm going to try to shut up. Just give out the main police number in Louisville. Say anything else you want. I'm too angry.
I do want to let the people know that I have a full interview with me and Phil Russell of the Louisville Metro Police Department. He is their public advisor. That's posted on WeAreChangeOhio.com in full. And you can also check out the rest of the story from the beginning. It's all posted on there.
How long is it?
It's a little over 12 minutes.
Can we play that at the end of the show today?
You're asking my permission?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would appreciate it a lot.
All right, give out the Ohio change again.
WeAreChangeOhio.com.
How are these guys looking at you? You said they were saying things too. I mean, people have to see the celebration of evil is what I call it. What was the celebration of evil like?
Well, luckily, if I get my footage, we'll all get to see that. But it was very degrading. They made me feel less than human. And next time I go through anything like this, I'm going to lay down on the ground, put my hands behind my back, and tell them to take me to jail. I'm not I'm not going through the harassment again. It was never again.
One thing is that it was mainly uniformed officers who were taking the chips out of our cameras, and it was, I believe, Officer Ream who got in my face and said, "We're taking your cameras, the Revenants." And then he stood there and he stared at me, kept looking at me, and he was like, "You got a problem with that?"
What did
but,
you say?
According to Phil Russell, Officer Ream is not an officer with the Louisville Metro Police Department.
He was just in their uniform.
Right. What did you say to him?
What did you say to him when he said that to you?
I was just completely baffled. I was asking him how, with Louisville Metro Police Department on his sleeve, is he not a member of their police organization? He replied to me that they were off duty and that they have separate organizations for the whole Metro County and all this blah blah, and that the Louisville Metro Police Department isn't accountable for his actions.
Because that means he was part of a group of officers that sell their merc services out. Stay there, both of you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Chuck Baldwin, amazing individual, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. For 30 minutes of the next hour, got Aaron Zellman for the rest of this hour. Aaron was just listening in shock during the break. You understand that the BATF, you can have a legal AR-15. If it misfires, as they do occasionally, and shoots two rounds instead of one, the gun rangers are trained to call the police on you. You'll be held And the BATF will say, yeah, we know it's a misfire. You're going to prison for 10 years. We'll talk about that today. We'll talk about Pennsylvania cops confiscating guns of legal gun owners and saying, we don't care. There's not a law. All the things that are happening, the tripling of the BATF, the new reign of terror that's taking place. But both of you, both Cody Dietz and Sam Lugolo of We Are Change Ohio, that were in Louisville and all this happened to you, both of you, just how did this end? What would you like to see happen here? Give out the Louisville main number.
For me personally, I would appreciate it if the local Louisville people would get involved as much as possible. I'm all the way here in, you know, Ohio, and I can't do all the footwork of actually going to these places. And if we could also get their local media involved, that would put some pressure to find out where all this stuff is.
The main thing is I'd like to get the footage back, you know, what they stole from us. And you keep asking us for the phone number. Unfortunately, I don't have a computer in front of the phone here. But if you do go to wearechangeohio.com, the phone number is at the bottom of the article there.
Oh, I actually have it here in front of me. The number to the police department is... I have it. It's 502-574-7111, and I would advise restraint just a little bit. Not to sympathize with them, but they have been getting a lot of calls lately. So
no, I mean, don't give them excuses to get mad at you. Don't act like they act. Call up and go, how dare your people threaten to frame folks? How dare them kidnap them and then steal their video camera tapes, chips, and, of course, batteries. That's got to be how many cameras?
We had five cameras between the four of us. As far as the
okay, so that's five batteries, four memory chips, CD. I mean, that is like $500 right there or more.
Yes, sir. They were pretty nice, pretty nice memory sticks.
Well, I mean, two gig, three gig memory sticks like a. $100. How big were they?
Yeah, they were all. I think 4 gig was the lowest.
Oh wow, that's like $150.
Yeah. We're having a hard time getting gas money for cars and stuff. So it's like, what do we do now? I was going to use my camera today, and I can't even use it without a memory.
Well, that's your headline: so. Louisville Police and Convention Center steal $600, $700 worth of equipment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, according to Phil Russell, there were no Metro Police Department there until the end, and I'm, you know, as much as they witnessed, I'm not sure, but it's just, I mean, how do you go about when someone completely denies anything?
Well, that's what'll happen when they come pick you up at your house and take you to a lime grave. They just say, we don't know where Alex went. We don't know where Cody and Sam went. You know, we don't know what, people said guys in black uniforms grabbed them. You know, they'll gun the whole family down right there. And I mean, that's how this works. That's what Oliver North ran. That's why this is so dangerous. I want to bring Aaron Zellman up. Aaron, what do you think of this?
Well, as I said, Alex, it's the first I've heard of this, but it's really shocking that the NRA would be associating with Oliver North and then mistreating folks who come to their convention who were seeking the truth by asking a few simple questions. However, with that said, the NRA has been in bed with the ATF for years, and so anything that has to do with destroying freedom or misleading the membership, or perpetuating the fraud known as the NRA, does not shock me.
Well, they had press passes, too, and then the police just came up and tackled Sam.
Well, you know, if people think that the police are on the side of the people, they're engaged in the grand fantasy. I would encourage people to read a little booklet called Ordinary Men about how the Nazis used the local police to carry out the murdering of citizens. And today's police are even better equipped to murder citizens.
It's happening all the time. I tell you, we're in red-level crisis. Well, guys, talk to me as this develops. And we really appreciate it. Give out the Louisville number and then give out the scumbag convention center number.
All right, sir. Louisville Metro Police Department is 502-574-7111. Their political is Phil Russell, if you ask for him. The security department for the Kentucky Expo Center is 502-367-5360. And my full interview with Phil Russell is at wearechangeohio.com.
All right, good job, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
It takes a lot of courage, Aaron, to get the press passes, go in, ask the questions. We Are Change is being attacked everywhere for asking about the camps and other issues. We have free speech zones. They're banning free speech everywhere. I mean, this country's in a lot of trouble. You not only are the head of Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, you also have an anti-police state organization. I mean, I'm tracking it. Jail time for speeding, 10 years. They're now saying hardcore jail time, first offense for taller than 3-inch grass in major cities. I have that in the stack today. Banana peel, they're talking 6 months in jail. They're building prisons everywhere. I mean, Aaron, this is getting bad.
Well, we have a government that's gone bad. We have a citizenry that doesn't, the majority of people don't seem to care. And so, sure, yeah, things are going to get bad. But, you know, sometimes, Alex, worse is better. The more people have their ox gored, the more people have a wolf at the door, the more people who start to wake up. We're going to find out, Alex, apparently in the very near future, if the American people truly understand the significance of the Second Amendment. There's 80 million gun owners in this country, as I'm led to believe, and we're going to find out what percentage of them are going to be worthy of being a gun owner.
That's right. That freedom was paid for in rivers of blood. And people don't appreciate that.
Well, I think that one of the problems we have, as you know, Alex, is that there's an awful lot of people in America who haven't got a clue about American history. They don't understand how this country came about. They don't understand how World War II Americans had to go die in foreign lands to keep fascism from coming to America. I mean, we have some fascism here now, but it was nothing like what was going to be here during World War II. So we have a populace that is just simply not knowledgeable about the history of America and certainly not knowledgeable about what it takes to create freedom and to keep freedom alive.
What's wrong with the average cop? Because more and more they look at us like we're the enemy. They act crazy. And I know it's been incremental brainwashing, but, man, we're in trouble.
Well, I'm not sure I have a real good answer about the average cop. I think that this is a what we're seeing is what I call the militarization of the police, where the federal government is making more and more goodies available in the way of armament and devices to control the citizens to the police departments. Police departments, for some reason, seem to think they need all of this equipment. In fact, I found it amazing in Texas when they had the raid on the what's it called, the FLDS.
They had a Bradley without the turret.
Exactly, and it said sheriff on the side, and I thought, what is going on here? What were they expecting? So it shows you the mindset I guess the bottom line would be, Alex, that it's going to be us against them. That's the mindset that they've already developed. And now the American people have to decide if they want to share the same mindset.
No, that's it. The entire attack profile of the government, they're saying the average people are the enemy. They are attacking us. And now, if you're even unarmed, they just gun you down. I see cases every day where right in front of witnesses, they just decide to kill you. And before, cops would go to jail. Now they just say, that's the way it is.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm not so sure that's the way it is in Wisconsin at the moment, but it may very well be that way. But I think that we have a situation where apparently there's something afoot in the country. Where it's going to be some type of severe problem, and the government is afraid that the people will react against the government. So the government is taking a strategic step or if I can call it a preemptive strike against the people.
No, that's it. Exactly. They are doing martial law drills everywhere and admitting it. It's in the legislation passed. They're just questioning people on the street corners, setting up random checkpoints, saying they're all giving them M16s. They're going to attack us. And that's the proof they're the terrorists, because they're going to stage more terror, Aaron.
Well, that shouldn't shock anybody at this point. But if I could comment just a moment on something you were saying about the ATF and if your firearm shoots more than two shots with one pull of the trigger.
Yes.
If you have a moment. That decision comes out of a court case dealing with a David Olison here in Milwaukee. And it was just about, I think, a week or 10 days ago. The expert witness, Len Savage, who was part of that court case, when he was in the courtroom, the federal prosecutor made it very clear to the judge they did not care what kind of weapon malfunctioned if it had more than two shots when pulled the trigger, including your double-barreled shotgun or including a single-action Western-style revolver, and that's possible. They considered it an illegal machine gun. And so I want everybody who's listening to realize that they may very well be blamed or charged with owning an illegal machine gun if the gun malfunctions.
Stay there. Violent offenders aren't the target. They let them out. It's you. They want your farm. They want your ranch. They're caught all the time gunning families down to get their property. They're coming. They're coming to kill you. They want to kill you and your family. I'm not joking. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anders from Midas, May 20th, 2008. Gold, 906, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, if I sound angry, it isn't an act. I can barely contain myself, not knocking holes in the wall, overthrowing things. I see police now and I become nauseous. I can't sleep. I can't enjoy my life because you know what? I know they've built death camps. It's in the mainstream news. I know the people that run our country put Saddam into power, put Mao into power, put Hitler into power, put Lenin into power. I know they want power and control, and I know they brainwashed our poor police, and they brought back hundreds of thousands of troops to become police that were all brainwashed. 1 in 10 college grads is going to be Homeland Security related. They admit they're spying on all Americans. I mean, this is classical tyranny. John Yoo writes memos and then gets, you know, top chairmanships at major colleges saying they can torture a 2-year-old with pliers sexually. I mean, look, torturing children sexually is wrong. I can't believe I'm in a Twilight Zone. Aaron Zellman, do you ever feel like you're in a Twilight Zone episode? I mean, do you understand the feelings I'm having? They're normal, healthy instincts. I have to control myself, not out of fear, because I want to see the end. I want to go through it. I want to see them go to hot war so I can, you know, defend myself. But the other side, I don't. I, like, have to control my instinct to flee, you know, to get my family out of here. Is this Nazi Germany? Is this Soviet Russia? I mean, do you see the thing I'm saying here, Aaron?
Well, I think for any of us who have a little gray hair and remember Barry Goldwater, this is not the America that we were raised in. I'm not sure what this country is anymore. But no, you're right. In other words, there's something is extremely wrong in this country. They've been very clever in bringing about in a gradual way. But as some people say, we're approaching the end game. And I'm not trying to be alarmist. But there's something very wrong in this country when we have the legislation that's being put forth to destroy freedoms, to spy on people. When you have the NRA, who's made it very clear they don't want to abolish the ATF. When you have Congress people, who Congress critters, call them what you will, who really don't care whether you write them or not.
And by the way,
that's what you say.
By the way, the BATF is ballooning in size right now.
That it is. And it's really, well, in fact, all of government is. You know, government has been, at all levels of government, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And now they tell us that our dollar's gone, we're totally devalued. That's it. They're just going to take everything we've gotten. When we scream, they're going to blow our heads off.
Well, maybe. In other words, there's some unknowns. We don't know who's really in charge of the computers, who's willing to hack them, if that's possible at all. We really don't know what some people have been planning to do that are pro-freedom. So there's some unknowns out there, although I don't want to give anybody any false impressions that anything good's going to happen. I don't want to mislead anybody.
God.
But no, we're facing a situation that is, I'm surprised we're even having this conversation. I never thought we've had a conversation like this 20 years ago. But here we are talking about America, or what used to be America.
Oh, it's there's no doubt they're going for hot war on the people. And they're ratcheting it up, but it's not incremental anymore. It's huge. I mean, going back to the John Yoo memos, how does the White House say we torture little children with pliers, rip their genitals off? I mean, what the hell? What the hell, man? I want them all arrested now. I'm pissed, man. I'm pissed. I want these sacks of murder and trash out of my government. And how dare the police, with relish and demonic looks in their faces, enjoy destroying our liberties? Why are they going along with it, Aaron? Is it just their mindless power trips?
No, it's beyond that. I think that, you know, if you give somebody the, as pointed out in this little book called Ordinary Men, I encourage people to go buy a copy. It's probably $12 in the stores. You will learn that once a person is given a badge and some power, they will then follow through and do whatever they're told to do. With rare exception, will you find someone who says no thank you and walk away, assuming he's not shot in the back. And so this is what we have in America today. If you look at these people who are at the airports, the Homeland Security goons, most of these people are really just average people who've been given a badge and some power and authority, and they will use it and abuse it to the fullest extent possible. And that's human nature.
Well, the feds admit that's to train us for this on the streets, and now they're doing that. I mean, I'm tired of people coming up to me wanting my papers or checkpoints. I mean, I just can't believe it, Aaron.
Well, I would suggest to all of your listeners that maybe you can help them along this road, but everybody really needs to get their hands on a little camera, a video camera, and they need to start creating some footage, B-roll as it's called, I think, and they need to start making it available. You know, the best way to deal with this issue is to shine the light of day on it.
Stay there, Aaron. I agree. I want to give out the website, how people get involved with your group. Any key points you want to talk about? I'm sorry I'm blowing up. I just feel trapped, folks. I know it's evil. I know what's going to happen. I told you what would happen in the past. It's bad, folks. They're going to kill millions of us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Get up, stand up.
Stanford.
Stand up for your rights.
Princeton. They've all done famous studies where they found more than 90% of graduate students, people that already have degrees, intelligent, would shock someone to death. They believed it was real. They hired actors. And in a jail situation, they were told that incrementally, it took about a day to do it, that 90-plus percent was about 8% in one study, about 5% in another that said, no, you can pull these up. There's even film footage of them doing it. And they would flip a switch and, you know, have the fake smoke come out, and they were murdering them. And that's the problem. Most people are followers. And it was 5% that beat the British government. We had a lot of supporters also in England at the time, by the way. And it's going to be 5% of us that beat it again. And look, the time for denying this is going on is over. Aaron Zellman, JPFO.org, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, works closely with Gun Owners of America, a real Second Amendment group, both of them. I mean, answering my question, though, do you feel, not just intellectually, it tells me we're in grave danger, that it's really coming to a head, but in my gut, which has never been wrong. When I was younger, I didn't follow my gut. I've learned to listen to it because it's always right. My gut tells me, this is as bad as it could get, that the diabolical people, and don't think it goes away when Bush leaves. It's going to get worse, folks. It gets worse with each president. The corporate interest and all their documents I have and what they're planning, they plan to take all the pension funds, the stock market, everything. And when people riot, they're just going to gun us down. They got microwave guns. Sunshine Project got congressional secret documents. They have helicopters with knockout gas positioned in every city for at least a decade. I mean, they're planning some really bad stuff, Aaron, and I guess the average cop listening is going to follow orders when it happens.
Well, his pension comes first. So, yes, he's going to follow orders. I'm not anti-police. I'm not anti-peace officer, but I'm very much concerned about law enforcement officers, LEOs. Because they will enforce the law. That's all they care about, is enforcing the law. And the law to them is not the Bill of Rights. So you're right. In other words, there are some nasty people afoot. And as I told you probably a year and a half ago, I'm not so sure we'll even have elections. But we'll find out. Hopefully I'm wrong. Although I don't think it'll make any difference at this point.
What does your gut tell you, Aaron?
Well, my gut tells me that there is a great deal of evil afoot, and that the American people would be wise to prepare for the worst.
Well, you know, there's a line from The Godfather that, I forget the exact line, that women have, you know, women and children have the luxury of not worrying and running around and having fun. But men don't, and men particularly should have the intellect, the history, the instincts. And I just look at my family, and I'm like, this is such a great country. There's so many good things involved. And people see the facade of the pretty green hills and the blue sky, and they think everything's going to – it's not. I mean, they are – it's not Alex Jones saying it 10 years ago or Aaron Zellman saying it 10, 12 years ago. It's the Houston Chronicle saying, yeah, we've built camps for illegals and for American citizens, and it's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It says Bush is dictator and can take over the states and arrest whoever he wants, and they won't let Homeland Security Committee in Congress see the continuity of government plan. The cover sheet says the president's a dictator. And I see police everywhere running around and cameras going up, and they admit they're spying on all of us. And it's all just so a bunch of bankers and elitists can own everything?
Well, let me just mention the cameras, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
go ahead. One of the bright sides of this whole thing is, you know, England has gone to cameras, if I can put it that way. They have surveillance cameras everywhere. After doing this for about 2 or 3 years, they've come to a conclusion. These cameras are not terribly efficient. They've spent a fortune, millions of pounds, and they're not getting their money's worth.
Billions of pounds in crimes exploded, 10 million cameras in the country.
So, you know, these surveillance cameras are not everything that the government's hoping they would be.
And by the way, we all know they weren't hoping it would be good. It's to control us.
Just let me share something with you. In a fictional book that I wrote, co-authored, called Out of the Gray Zone, there were cameras everywhere. And you know what people did? They wore great big floppy hats. So you couldn't see their face. So I just share that with you for what it's worth.
By the way, they've started that in London. A lot of people wear hoods now.
Hoods, well, yeah.
And the police are talking about not letting people wear hoods. Did you see the New York Times article where they said that it's up 44% nationwide, the tattletale lines, and that grandmothers are turning in grandsons for warrants for speeding tickets and marijuana, saying I need $500.
Well, that comes with the territory. You're going to see a lot of that. The government's going to encourage that, and so be careful who you talk to and make sure you know who your true friends really are.
Well, that brings me to the next thing. You said the break, shine a light, be out in the open, be bold, or it's over, they win.
But
you're saying also be careful who you talk to. You know, the key is that if you are doing something quasi-illegal, and everything is now, don't let the idiot neighbor know. But shouldn't we all be bold about the tyranny right now, or they're going to win?
I think that, to quote John Ross, who wrote the book Unintended Consequences, hide in plain sight. In other words, be out front, make as much noise as you can, because if you're missing, someone will notice it right away. If you're quiet and hiding in the corner and being the usual ghetto coward, when you're missing, no one will notice.
Now, I want you to briefly tell, and you've got a book, at least last time I checked, you sell about this, The Battle for Athens, and that's a real story, and then what Unintended Consequences covered.
Well, we don't have the book Battle for Athens anymore. It's sold out, but it is on our website. 1946, when World War II GIs came back to Athens, Tennessee, that's in McMinn County of Tennessee, they were greeted with what some of their loved ones had been writing them. They were greeted with a bunch of goons who were running the city and who were locking people up until they paid money to get out of jail and all kinds of criminal activities. The GIs created the GI Party and ran for elections and ran for public office and won. But before they could take office, the ballot boxes were stolen by the corrupt sheriff. He took it to the jail. He said, we'll have an honest count, a real honest election. Make a long story short, the GIs had to resort to using their firearms that they had brought back. Farmers came in with their shotguns and such. And 800 bullets were sent into that jail. And the sheriff finally surrendered. One more thing had to be done. They had to dynamite off the front door. And that was done. The sheriff called the governor, asked him to send out the National Guard, and the governor laughed at him. He said, if you think the National Guard is going to come shoot at World War II veterans, you're crazy. And the sheriff indeed was crazy, and he was replaced.
Today they call in H.N. Warthogs.
That's on our website, and that happened. And so it's called the Battle of Athens, Athens, Tennessee. And we encourage people to come to our website, jpfo.org, and read about it. It's what real Americans did
when
they were confronted with tyranny.
Twice in Texas, Reconstruction went on for a decade that was really abusive, no matter what side of that war you were on. And I had ancestors, in fact, one of them who led the operation. And they came into the court, fired at it with cannons, the Capitol, and removed the carpetbagging governors and kicked them out.
Well, that's what happened in the Battle of Athens. So, again, it's at jpfo.org. We encourage people to stop by and just go to our search engine, put in Battle of Athens, and the articles will pop up, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And we encourage people to send it around the country, download, make copies of it, and do whatever you can to show Americans what true Americans have done in the past to preserve freedom.
Well, Aaron, the number I've got is more like 100 million gun owners, but let's say it's 80 million gun owners, but we're seeing a resurgence of people going out, women going out and getting guns. But let's say 1% of 80 million fight back. That's 800,000. Everything, you know, that they wrote about, that he wrote about, Unintended Consequences, it seems like that's where we're going. Tell folks about that book.
Well, as best as I remember it, because I didn't write it, I just read it, like a lot of other people, but the book is a probably 500 or 600 or 700 page novel about people getting tired of the ATF and other government agencies and taking their country back by taking action. There's an expression in the book. It's called "It's time to feed the hogs," and I'll let you peel that onion as to what you're going to feed the hogs. But it's an interesting book, and it's been around for a number of years, and. But if you can, at the moment, I forget the name of the publisher. But
didn't they harass him for the book?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in our film called The Gang, we interviewed John Ross. And he finally had to offer a $10,000 reward for the names and identifications of the ATF agents who tried to harass booksellers at gun shows, try to convince them not to sell the book.
Well, they've always been a lawless group of curs. For those that don't know, they were the ones that would go around raping and killing at all the little whiskey brewers, the moonshine makers, because people were poor, starving in Tennessee and North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, everywhere. Alabama, Florida, and they were the first federal officers, and after federal marshals, and they would run around shaking you down, stealing your money, stealing your whiskey, you know, because you hadn't paid the tax. And there were also rebellions against them because back then you couldn't find anybody in the government who would go out and rob people and snitch and tattle. Americans wouldn't do that back then. And so they have always been the cream of the scum, haven't they, Aaron?
Well, as far as we know, there may be something worse, but yeah, we know them to be thugs and to engage in criminal acts. And so they're very proud of it. In fact, you know, again, on our film, The Gang, in fact, there's a trailer on YouTube called The Gang Trailer or Trailer for the Gang. I forget which one we call it. But you can actually see a ATF supervisory official telling ATF agents to lie in court.
Well,
that's
documented.
That's documented.
We've seen a bunch of federal court cases now where they say the Constitution is inadmissible and banned from the court. And what, there was just a case in New York where the Mayor Bloomberg has got a gag order on the term Second Amendment.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg's a good example of greed personified, and he's no credit to America. And it's really disgraceful that he considers himself to be a Jew.
Isn't this
really
a,
disgraceful?
Isn't this a self-fulfilling process? Is they say there's terrorists everywhere. They spend tens of billions a year to, quote, fight terrorists domestically. They're training the neighbors to spy on each other. The local FBI calls anti-terror meetings with locals, then says, tell us if your neighbor's growing marijuana. They're gearing up. They're arming. The military-industrial complex owns the red light cameras. They raise the money now, Lockheed and others. And they know they're going to push. Then we're going to fight back, and they're going to tell the cops, see, there's terrorists everywhere.
You know, there is a solution to this whole problem, and I think I sent you a DVD about it. It's called Take Your Money Back, and I won't go into a great deal about it.
Well, go ahead. Plug the DVD.
Pardon me?
I mean, tell us about it.
All right. Well, I decided to come up with a solution to a problem. I think it's doable. And people have to realize this reality. If money is power, then as long as the government can continue to take our money, confiscate it through taxation, they will always have the power to take more money and to destroy the American people. So I think one of the things that we have a short period of time to do is to organize people and create a national movement, as I call it, take your money back. And we created a little DVD. It's $4.95 postage paid. And we also set up a website called TakeYourMoneyBack.com. And we have a solution to the problem if we can make it a national movement. We can defund the United States government without people going to jail. And it's possible that this is all possible to do, but it has to be a national movement.
What's the program? Not pay taxes?
Well, what you do is you educate your neighbor as to how taxes are destroying them financially, and you appeal to people's greed. And you get people on board, you're going to say, I don't want to do this.
Well, that's
anymore.
Already happened. We already have something like 35 to 45, they debate it, non-filers, and they say it's growing exponentially.
Well, we're not talking about non-filing because that's something the government can come after you with. What we're showing people is how their money's being stolen. And how the average American could accumulate $500,000 to $1 million if it wasn't for the federal income tax. So we're not going to tell people to go do something that is considered illegal, although I think it's morally correct, but government says it's illegal.
You're just educating them how we're financing our own destruction.
Exactly.
Then they make their decision.
So I would encourage people, if you don't mind, send them to TakeYourMoneyBack.com as
sure,
well as JPFO.org.
Aaron, we really appreciate you. We need to get you a show here on the network on the weekend or something because your knowledge is so great, and we really appreciate you. You know, I really am getting to the freak-out point, though, because I want to screw around. I want to joke around. I want to go bowling with the guys. I want to take my kids fishing. And all I can think about is this now because I know we're coming towards the end of the finish line, and I'm just so mad at the police. I don't even dislike them. I'm just disgusted with government. I can't believe it's this bad. I can't believe my wife had a baby 4 months ago. And,
congratulations.
You bet. I mean, it's wonderful. She had the baby, and I can't believe that they sit there now and do a database, write to CPS, and they ask you to leave the room. And then they ask the wife, is he beating you? You know, we're all guilty until proven innocent. Secret police are everywhere. This country is a cesspit.
Well, all the more reason to defund the government by taking our money back.
But I mean, it's archetypal bad. It's like they've made a list of every tyrannical activity, every despotic activity, and they've marked and checked each one, and are overdoing each one more than any. I mean, it's insane.
Well, it's only because I think that they think they can get away with it. In other words, the American people. Let's be honest. A lot of American people come under the category of fat, dumb, and happy.
Dumb as a box of rocks.
And so. Well, that's a good expression. It's certainly accurate. And so, dumb feels good. So that's why they're dumb. And but I think there are others of us. You know, there are people out there like us who are not dumb. And you know, and we're being overwhelmed not so much by the evil, but by the apathy and stupidity of some of our neighbors. I mean, the real danger in this country is people who won't do anything.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you what freaks me out. All the squad car videos that are coming out are people planting cameras, like you said, in their own cars and catching it. I mean, there's like 10 a day. I don't even watch them all. I don't like enjoy it. I can't make myself watch them anymore. I get too upset, and I can't be upset all the time. And where they just plant drugs on people for no reason. I mean, it's getting worse. And I mean, how does a cop frame somebody? I mean, even normal criminals aren't that bad. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, they're trained. I mean, you ask how. Well, they're trained. I mean, if they did this on their own without permission, they could get in trouble. Or if someone wasn't willing to look the other way. So they're trained to do it.
Well, I know. The whole Dallas department.
Which, again, is our money being used to train people to destroy us.
Well, I use this example because there's thousands, but I use the one that's well-known. Did you hear about Dallas where the whole narcotics squad was doing it? They had low-level police doing it, and then the lab certified it, and the deputy chief certified. They just pulled nice cars over, dropped a bag of chalk in, seized the cars. I mean, it's just bandits, period.
Well, that's why I'm encouraging people to get out those video cameras. Let's get them up on YouTube, and let's try to wake up millions of Americans.
Oh, God. Aaron Zelman, stay there. I got a few other questions for you on the other side. Folks, when tyranny comes, it's never pretty, and I think it's going to be the worst ever here in this country.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're streaming live on PrisonPlanet.tv for all our PrisonPlanet.tv members. And up on the screen, I'm going to post a computer feed image of the armored vehicle with the SWAT team guys from the, quote, polygamous compound. It turns out a bunch of women are 25, 30 years old. They were claiming were 15-year-olds. And no due process. The point is they always test it out on a weird group. Now, I think the group's pretty weird. But that's how it always works. It's, oh, it's these gypsies, or it's, oh, these Hasidic Jews. You know, they got big beards and black hats. And then it's you. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany is, if they wanted your good-looking wife, it didn't matter if you were a World War I hero, you die, or you go to a slave camp. And the same thing in Russia. They would just, the locals would randomly just rob and steal and send everybody to camps because they wanted their businesses. And so up on the screen for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, I'll later encode this and post it for folks who want to watch it later at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got it up there. And they're just running around in their black uniforms, dressed like fascist classic jackboots, riding around with it. I mean, just totally insane. Now, Aaron Zellman, your comments.
Well, you know, again, all this happened because the state is taking people's money, so they have the money to pay the thugs. So I think people have got to realize that, you know, if you don't cut the bunny off, that this craziness, this evil will continue.
Well, what about how they admit that major departments have been hiring felons, the military is hiring felons and illegal aliens, that they look? The Washington Times admitted they look for aggravated felons who are illegal aliens, and it said arson and rape. I mean, that was you can't make that up, Aaron. That's so over the top.
Well, I think that's very good. Well, that's frightening. That's more than concerning. It's frightening because why would the U.S. government want those types of people on the payroll? I mean, you know, everyone's got to ask that question. What is the purpose of having violent criminals on the U.S. government payroll?
Well, who made up the first Nazis? The SA were street thugs and criminals. Same thing. Stalin opened up the jails and made them his enforcers.
Well, it would be interesting if we opened up the American prisons, considering all the innocent people there. I'm afraid the government's afraid to do that. When you think about it, you know, we have so many innocent people who have been thrown into prison. The government doesn't want to open our prisons.
Oh, my God. It's true. I remember seeing these on tanks. The Midland Sheriff's Department has kills on it. You know, in like World War II, they'd put how many Zeros or Messerschmitts or Focke-Wulfs had been shot down.
Right.
The image I've got up right now is a mainstream photo. I remember seeing this in the newspaper. I'm going to ask my computer operator in there where he got it, and it's got kills on it. It says the vehicle is a, and the guy gave me his number. Have this guy call in. Go ahead and call this guy. The vehicle is a U.S. M113 APC. I'm a veteran Army tank driver. Notice the kill marks painted on the top hull. Two pedestrians, one car. You do this to display your combat kills. And notice the coward snipers. We used to shoot enemy snipers on sight. They were considered cowards and dishonorable. Now they are the favorite sons of the military and police. What do you think of that?
Well, of course they are. But, you know, this is a, to be quite blunt about it, I told people on your program 2 or 3 years ago to master the use of a long-range rifle.
God help us. Just God help us.
I don't know if anybody listened to me 2 or 3 years ago, but I'm saying it again.
Aaron Zellman, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Give them the website. Tell folks how they can join.
It's jpfo.org, and our annual membership is $25 a year. That's 7 cents a day. And our phone number is 262-673-9745. 262-673-9745.
Stay there, and I want to say bye to you in 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Died the police department show on Discovery Channel had to be 10 years ago, and it showed police wearing hockey masks with devil horns, and they said that was for intimidation. I mean, now they're going to run around in devil outfits? That's what the bad guys always do. I'm looking at the Midland County Sheriff's armored vehicle, shredded armored vehicle, and I remember seeing this on the news and wondering what it was. I didn't put two and two together, but it is. It's kills. They've got how many U.S. citizens they've murdered, and I know a lot of these SWAT teams are just guys like to kill people, and I've seen famous video. I saw it here in Austin after they killed a guy. They were doing high fives, and man, we're just gone, folks. We're gone, 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 gone. Aaron Zellman, what do you think about them having how many U.S. citizens they've killed on the side of their armored vehicle, their tank?
Well, it's first I've heard of it, but obviously it's shocking. But at the same time, it's a sign of the times. We're confronted by police who see us as the enemy. And I think that I don't know what it's going to take to get to the majority of the American people to say no more. You know, we're not going to finance this.
Have you seen any of the hundreds?
You guys are fired. You know?
I agree. Have you seen any of the hundreds of videos where it shows U.S. military killing dogs, throwing people over things, shooting random cars up in Baghdad and laughing?
I've seen some of them, yes, yes.
I mean, what is there? I mean, that is insane.
Well, maybe it's because we're putting felons into uniforms. Maybe it's because we're putting people into uniforms who enjoy violence and mayhem, and we want to train them so we can bring them back here to give them a job. Maybe Blackwater wants to hire him.
Well, God bless you, Aaron Zellman. I want to get you up more often than once a year. I'd like to get you up for a couple hours to take calls the next few weeks. Give out that number again.
Our office number is 262-673-9745, and the website is jpfo.org, where you can learn more about the Battle of Athens. You can learn more about the collusion between the NRA and the ATF.
And everybody, and regardless of Jew or Gentile, can join. Aaron, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Take care. I hope we're talking again in a few months. Take care. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Aaron. Let's go ahead and bring up Gary in Colorado, who we put the photo up on the video feed. He's watching. I've since then gone and looked on another computer that is on all the photos, and it is. They have their kills on the side of the tank. And I remember seeing those from World War II and Korea and Vietnam and Iraq. Now they put kills on the tanks. Again, the military kills enemies. We have a militarized police. We're the enemy. We die. Gary, tell us about this as a tanker.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I give you a little background. I was a U.S. Army tank crewman I drove those vehicles, M113s and M60 main battle tanks for the United States Army in the early 1980s. And it was a common practice, and has been for a very long time, to kind of brag about your combat victories by painting a kill mark on the side of your tank every time you scored a hit or a kill. I found that image, by the way, credits back to Google Images, but that image was released right after the raid took place at the church. It hit all the media outlets. But when I finally got
Good
a chance
God.
To look very closely at that armored vehicle, I was kind of shocked that police agencies are now painting kill marks on the side of their tracked vehicles.
Good God, it's over. They're just... Man.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. It's actually pretty bizarre. Actually, looking at the way those individuals went in armed to raid a church full of women and children, I'm kind of speechless. I mean,
Well, for those that don't know, we're going to hold you over during the break and then get Chuck Baldwin on after in the main show. I've got the image up. I've got the pointer on the web pointing right where they are. People can go find this for themselves. Bob, who's in there running the show, what was your search to pull this up? Armored vehicle what? I want to tell people the right search to find this. They can find a bunch of photos that have the kills on it. What is it? Okay, Gary sent this to us. Gary, what was the search you did to pull this?
Oh, I just went into Google Images and put in Texas Church Raid.
Yeah, Texas Images. Church Raid, and it'll come up. And I just did Sheriff SWAT Vehicle, and it came up. Stay there. We're going to talk during this break.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, during the breaks I went and checked, and it's accurate, and I blew it up here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us live right now. The large armored treaded APC, the USM113 APC that the black ski mask police drove to go into the polygamous compound to violate their due process rights, regardless what you think of the group, it has two kills on it. And we got an army tanker, he was in there in the 80s in Germany, calling in to say, yeah, that's the kills. And I know our troops in Iraq put kills on, and that's how they look. They'll show a vehicle, they'll show an armored vehicle, they'll show people. And this has got two kills on one side of it, and you can look up other photos, it's there. We've got it blown up for people. In fact, I'll even blow it up even more for folks here. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. We're about to go to Chuck Baldwin. He's the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, and a great guy. I've interviewed him many times. He's, of course, on a radio show right here on this network and others. A great guy. We wish Ron Paul was running, but hey, when he wasn't in there after the convention, which he said yesterday he wasn't going to be, you heard him, then we need to support Chuck Baldwin. We're about to go to him, but anything else you want to add, Gary?
Well, Alex, I just find it really extremely disturbing. I mean, I don't have any delusions about what this government has turned into and what the police agency's role in this are going to be. I'm completely realistic about what's happening. But I do find it disturbing to the degree that these people are up-arming. They're up-arming far beyond anything that would be within the description of domestic police activity. You don't need tanks and assault rifles and body armor and Kevlar helmets and 50 caliber sniper rifles, and you don't need that for normal police duty.
No,
you need that if you're preparing for war. Plain and simple, that's warfare equipment. That is implements of war. That's stuff that I, as an individual, would need a Class 3 license to own most of that gear.
And right there are citizens they've murdered, citizens they've killed. They're proud of killing the enemy, and there they are displaying it for everybody to see. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us is all I can say. Well, thank you for the info, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
No problem, Alex.
You bet. Let's go ahead now and go to Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, thank you for coming on with us.
You're mighty welcome, Alex. Good to talk with you.
What do you think of the story you just heard?
Well, I was just catching the last few minutes of your conversation while I was waiting to come on, and that is disturbing. One of the things that I have written on, as you have spoken on so eloquently through your program over the years, is the militarization of our local law enforcement, and I find that very disturbing. And if God smiles on our campaign and allows me to take the oath of office for President of these United States of America, that's one thing that my administration will put a serious curtailment upon. We believe that the Constitution of the United States does not provide for law enforcement to be conducted by the federal government on the most part. It's a local and state matter. We would certainly frown on the militarization of local and state police. We would encourage proper law enforcement at every level. And we would certainly not approve of things that happened back in Waco, Texas. I was kind of thinking of that as I was listening to your conversation and how those folks at Waco were killed by that attack by FBI and ATF agents and so forth. And that would never happen under my administration.
Well, they ran the American flag up over the place they'd burned down, and they posed with human skulls. This was, I guess, their coming of manhood, and they're not going to go over and fight insurgents in Iraq. I guess a lot of them are coming back from that. I guess they're going to fight us.
Well, that's the impression that people are getting, and I can understand the sentiment of the caller a minute ago that you were speaking with and his concern. You know, one of the things that I think is very discouraging to the American people, and I share it, is the distrust that is developing between especially the federal government and its citizens. You know, that's one of the things that is very important to the security and the safety of our country. There must be a high degree of trust between the people and its government. And whenever we find a situation where that there is that trust not in evidence, that does not portend good things for our country internally or abroad. And one of the things that I would seek to do would to have an administration that would be honest and transparent so that the American people could once again trust it.
Well, again, I can't think of a finer person to be president. And regardless, you're going to inject real issues into the debate going across the country. You need people's support. We'll give out the campaign website and other contact info before you leave us. We want you to be able to check in with us as often as you can, sir, at least every few weeks to let us know how things are going.
I'd love to do that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Again, Chuck Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party, got that nomination. He's there now. When police start wearing black ski masks, we always knew what it was for, but now documents have come out, and the police chief in Boston, one of the suburbs, said that they wear the mask, A, to protect their identity, and B, to intimidate us. I mean, well, since when does the government want to scare us and quote, hide who they are? I mean, is that land of the free, home of the brave, sir?
Right. No, that's not our tradition. That's not our heritage whatsoever. I think we have to recognize that over the years we have developed in this country a propensity to militarize our law enforcement. I think we've also had a propensity to globalize our institutions of government. Instead of looking out for the best interests of the United States, we seem to be concerned about international interest and global interest. And right down there where you are in Texas, I mean, you got this immigration situation that is absolutely disgraceful. Why in the world are we sending troops, including National Guard troops, to Iraq to guard the borders of that country while we leave the borders of the United States wide open? That just makes no sense whatsoever. You got the NAFTA superhighway coming up from Mexico into your state and going up into the middle of our country and all the way up to Canada eventually. You know, you have the complete breakdown of law and order along the border. I mean, you talk about the potential of criminal activity, MS-13 coming across the border. We've got gun violence and even paramilitary and military violence right along the border with Mexico, with gang activity.
What we have is mass deaths, police being killed, but they won't send armored vehicles down there. Our troops are told to turn back and run. Our troops can't have ammo, but they can have ammo against us, the American people. All they're building defense for is to keep us from getting out. They admit that. The illegals are going to be allowed in under the SPP plan. What would you do if you were president, Chuck Baldwin, immediately? Because this is something you could do because Congress hasn't been allowed to see SPP be involved in it. It's all being done executively, so you could dismantle it from the executive.
Absolutely. And the day that I'm sworn in as president, the SPP is dead. The North American Union is dead. The NAFTA superhighway is dead. The NAFTA agreement is dead. The CAFTA agreement is dead. FTAA is dead. All of those issues are dead on arrival the day that I take the White House. We would put our National Guard troops on the border. We don't have to have a fence. I mean, I'm not opposed to the fence to secure the border, but I'm saying that we don't have to have a fence to secure the border.
Well, what's happening with the
fences?
Well, I'm sorry, but you're right. We don't. They're building maybe 100 miles. They built like 55 miles of it. It's designed for, quote, animals to go under it, so it's got four-foot holes in it. It's a complete joke. What we need is to prosecute employers, and that'll shut it down real fast.
Absolutely. That's the second plank of my platform in that regard. The first is to use our Border Patrol and our National Guard and any other force that we need to secure the border. I mean, we're going to shut it down. We're going to close the border. And then the second thing we're going to do is we're going to dry up the money supply. And the way you do that is just by what you said. We're on the same page. I would aggressively prosecute any employer who hires illegal aliens. I mean, they don't pass go. They don't collect $200. They go straight to jail. When you shut down the food supply, the illegal aliens are going to go home. It's plainly that simple.
Exactly. Forget fences. That's only to keep us in. At the big crossing areas, I say build them for security. But the key is go after the employers.
Absolutely. And being willing to use whatever force is necessary on the border to keep people out.
Oh, listen, that's what our military's for, as you know, is that when Mexican troops come across 3 miles and kidnap the sheriffs and drag a truck full of cocaine back across, immediately an airstrike's called in and those troops are all killed. And we've already had two wars in Mexico and like 20 skirmishes. They want to attack us again. I said we go all the way to Mexico City. I am tired of this country that hates our guts attacking us.
Well, and then we have the Republican nominee, John McCain, who is going to be speaking to La Raza, which is an organization that is funded by people that actually believe that Mexico is going to retake the southwestern United States for itself. I mean, these are people that are that see a potential war situation developing. They actually want to reclaim the southwestern U.S. for Mexico.
And no blacks and whites. No blacks and whites in their own charter. Their motto, of course, you know this.
Absolutely.
For our race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. Why doesn't
he
go talk to the Ku Klux Klan? I mean, they're just as distasteful, but they don't have 30 million members.
Well, it's plainly pandering to a Hispanic element for votes. But the point is does John McCain not realize the kind of people that are behind La Raza? Does he not understand their agenda? I'm of the belief that he does understand, and yet he's still willing to do this. And I think what this demonstrates is this international. I mean, he was just on I just heard him on CNN News a few hours ago, John McCain, and he was talking about how that the people of Latin America and the United States have a common destiny. That was his quote: a common destiny. Now, where did he get that from? That's not from the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. That's not from any of our founding documents or sentiments of the founding fathers. What is this common destiny stuff? The United States of America is a free, independent, and sovereign state. But people like John McCain want to merge us into a globalistic empire.
Chuck Baldwin, stay with us. We'll give out campaign websites, contact points, phone numbers for folks that want to volunteer and get involved. Bottom line, whether you've got a snowball chance in hell of winning or not, you've got a chance of really injecting real issues and having a big effect. And I think you can get a lot of votes and people get behind you. I know Ron Paul would have. Chuck Baldwin.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We had Governor Jesse Ventura on for 50 minutes. Huge breaking news on the senatorial run, on 9/11, making an inside job, and a lot more. When this radio show ends in about 40 minutes, 35 minutes, Ventura was on immediately when the broadcast started. It's not posted anywhere yet. If you want the audio, it'll be restreamed at InfoWars.com right when the show ends. Talking to Chuck Baldwin, running for president right now on the Constitution Party ticket. Glad he got the nomination, one of their best candidates in a long time. They tried to put in Alan Keyes, who is a former U.N. ambassador, globalist, fake conservative. I know you like Alan. He seems like a nice guy, wolf in sheep's clothing. I know you don't want to say anything mean, Mr. Baldwin, but I'm glad that you got it.
Well, thank you very much. And I was really a little surprised and even shocked, might be the word, at the margin of victory. Alan really lobbied hard for the nomination. He brought in his staff at the convention there in Kansas City. They were buttonholing delegates throughout the week and taking them up to the room and talking with them and lobbying them, of course, for their votes, et cetera. And really a lot of work was done by them. And Alan is a very articulate, intelligent, educated man. He's a great personality.
But he's a neocon.
What I'm saying is that he brought his message to the convention. And I think in the end, while I and so many others appreciate his stand on abortion and things of that nature, it was his issues regarding foreign policy, et cetera, some of the issues that you talk about all the time on your program, things that I write about in my columns, and the Constitution Party just could not accept it. And when the vote was made, it was 74% for Chuck Baldwin and 24% for Alan Keyes. So really, I won on the strength of the message. It wasn't personality. It was the message.
I think that's a signal that all this fake conservative stuff's over. We're done. Well, I mean, can you believe McCain, an open border, pro-abortion, gun control, pro-war, New World Order piece of trash, and that's who the Republican nominee is?
I wrote in a column just a couple of days ago with Obama, Hillary, and McCain, what we have is three peas in a pod, because really when you look at their policies and their positions, there's very little difference between them.
Yeah.
And I think that many of the Christians and many of the conservatives this year are looking for an alternative. I really sense
that. Oh, yeah,
that
you're running in the strongest year I've ever thought of for a Constitution Party, for a true conservative party. And I know you got Howard Phelps behind you with his big coalition. I want to get him on soon. Fire out your website for folks that want to get involved.
Thank you very much, Alan, for letting me do that. It's Baldwin2008.com. That's Baldwin2008.com. And we just had, just to let your audience know, we've had two retired brigadier generals that have officially endorsed our campaign, Brigadier General Charles Jones and Brigadier General Ben Parton have come out and publicly supported our campaign. They realize what's going on in this country that affects our military, and they are very proud and happy to support us, and we're excited about that. And I think that more of the military people, as they listen to us, as they hear us, they're going to like the message. They're going to, because it's the message of truth. It's the message of the Founding Fathers. It's the message of freedom, of independence.
Well, that's now known as the message of Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm sure you've seen all the training manuals and news articles where they arrest you if you have an anti-UN sticker, or the police are being trained that the Founding Fathers are bad. I mean, how did we ever get this far?
Well, it's been about a half-century process. It started back in the late 50s, early 60s, as you know, and it's been increasingly intensifying since then. I think they've set a goal. They, the globalists, the New World Order types, have set a goal to have all this come to fruition by 2010, and then later 2015 to bring it all together. 2010 for the Northern Hemisphere, and then 2015 for the world. They want to bring America into this North American Union, very similar to the European Union, complete with an AMERO. And Jerry Corsi, who supports us, has done yeoman's work of research on this particular regard, and he's a great guy. And they want to bring that in by 2010. And if any of these three candidates, McCain or the two Democrats, get in office, it's going to be a reality. They're going to push it through. If I get in, we're going to stop it.
Pastor Baldwin, stay there. I want to come back and give you just 5 more minutes on the other side. I know you're busy. To give us your basic platform without me interrupting. Then I've got a bunch of news I'm going to blitz through, ladies and gentlemen, that I haven't even gotten to with all these huge guests today. Ron Paul yesterday, Jesse Ventura today, Chuck Baldwin today. And it only gets better throughout this week and next week. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are T-minus 27 minutes to the rebroadcast of the groundbreaking 50-minute interview. A new interview, not the one that made the AP and over 100 papers with Jesse Ventura. A month and a half ago, when he said 9/11 was an inside job, he went even further today on the show. And then during the break told me, well, they're coming after me now. 2 years ago, I gave him my films. That woke him up partially. Then he said his son made him watch Loose Change, woke him up all the way, and he's going public there. Shifting gears back to the Constitution Party presidential nominee. I couldn't think of a better one. And when I heard it was Alan Keyes before, I was cringing. Acts nice, acts friendly. He's right on so many issues, but he's a neocon at heart. And I've just had enough of it. I've had it. And a true conservative, a true freedom fighter, a true American, a great writer, a great researcher, a great pastor, Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, in closing, give people your basic rundown, what you're going to be out there preaching, the message of liberty, what your message is, what your platform is, what you would do.
Thank you, Alex. Well, we would do what we said a moment ago. First thing we would do is close that border. We would end illegal immigration. We would get out of the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, get out of NAFTA, CAFTA, the FTE to FTAA, these so-called free trade deals, their history. The New World Order comes crashing down the day that I take office. We would end foreign aid, no more nation building, empire building, interventionism around the world. My goal would be to get America out of the United Nations entirely and get the United Nations out of America. We would get out of UNESCO. We would get out of NATO. We would do our best to overturn the 16th Amendment and the personal income tax. We would lead the charge to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. We would try to restore the Constitution again to America, limited government, freedom. We would restore the Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act is abysmal, this incessant spying and eavesdropping on American citizens without warrant in the name of security is atrocious. It stops the day that I take office. We're going to restore constitutional government to America, Alex. We're going to restore freedom to America. We're going to bring our troops home from Iraq. We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to do it. The next time we invade a country, we're going to have a declaration of war before we do it. We're not going to allow our troops to be the personal militia for the United Nations. We're going to protect America, our territory, our people. We're going to fight whenever it's necessary for our country, but we are not going to be tools for the United Nations anymore. We're going to protect what is our interest, not the interests of the United Nations and the global corporate leaders of this world. So we have a vision of freedom. It's the same vision that our founding fathers gave us over 200 years ago. It's the message that we're going to take to the American people. And as I told the Constitution Party in my acceptance speech a few weeks ago, Alex, in Kansas City, the problem is not that the American people have rejected our message. The media would have us believe that. That's not true. The American people have not heard our message. We've not been able to get into the debates. They try to ignore us. They ignored Ron Paul. And by the way, I think you know this, that I was a supporter of Ron Paul's during the primary season. I campaigned for him aggressively in several states. I wrote copiously on his behalf, and I believe in his message. And I know that the media did everything they could to keep him out of the debates and to mistreat him. They do that all the time.
Well, you're right. Here's another point I want to throw in just briefly. I am not going to be supporting libertarian presidential candidate, CIA officer, pro-drug war, pro-gun control votes. He then acts like he's a good guy on the NRA board, Bob Barr. He is just there to neutralize and make sure that party goes nowhere. And I can say that authoritatively. I wouldn't trust Bob Barr as far as you can throw him. And I've had him on a few times. He knows full well who I am. And I just don't trust him. I trust you. So Ron Paul better put his support behind you once he's out of it after the convention.
I talked to I was with Ron Paul just the last week in Washington. We had a good talk. He's very supportive of our campaign. He and I have been friends for a long time, and I'm glad to call him my friend. Let me tell you something. I really believe that we are at a historic opportunity in our country, Alex. I think the American people are beginning to recognize that the two major parties are marching in the same direction with the same agenda, motivated and funded by the same people, and I believe that many of the American people are looking for an alternative. We need help. We need help in our campaign financially, as you do on your show. I trust that your listeners will support your money bomb and will help you. I'd like to think that some folks would find us worthy and would help us. I have an 800 number that if I could give out.
Yeah, give that out.
We're trying to get on the write-in ballot in Texas as well. And if your supporters down there in the great state of Texas could help us, that would be greatly appreciated. The number that anybody can call that would like to help us is 1-800-2, that's the number 2, 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. That's 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. Also, the Constitution Party website is constitutionparty.com, all one word, constitutionparty.com. My website is baldwin2008.com. It's not quite finished yet. Hopefully, by the end of this week, the webpage in its entirety will be up and so forth. But right now, people can donate online at baldwin2008.com.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on. I want to get you back up in the next few weeks to take calls and really flesh some things out. But I'm supporting you, Pastor Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin, Baldwin2008.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
Very happy to do so, and thank you, Alex, very much. Keep up the good work.
Take care, sir. Well, that's a great American right there. And, yes, he just now reminded me of our money bomb. I don't know. I think it's like $45,000 people have pledged. I started plugging it last Friday. Ron Paul could raise $7 million, $6.5 million on one money bomb. We don't expect to do that. But you have my word that we will spend 100% of the money that comes in on this money bomb will go into office, staff, computers, cameras, airtime. And by airtime, I'm going to start doing a more official internet, TV news show that's highly produced every day. And then I'm going to put that on Dish Network, and we have the big enough buzz or DirecTV of the 30-something million, 50-something million subscribers on another to get everybody to tune in. Kind of a hardcore democracy now. They have tens of millions of viewers. We could do that very quickly. With a lot of money, with $1 million or something, we could do it overnight. We could do it in a few weeks. Crawling the way I do with having to spend a little bit of savings I've got and mess with personnel and not have enough staff 6 months, a year. So go to my website, buy all my books and videos. If you want to do that as a donation where you're getting something, you can get out to other folks and have an effect. There's a markup of all the items, so that funds us. Or you could just sign up for the money bomb that's happening next week. It's happening not this weekend, but next weekend on Saturday, the 31st of May. That's when folks decided to do it. I wasn't involved. Mr. Nordstrom, Air Force officer, but it's our site. It's going to be our PayPal. People are asking, is this you? Yes. It's going to be our PayPal. We're going to have a toll-free number for that 24 hours with a couple people here answering the phones to take your donation. And we need your support. We need your help. And if you want to write us a check now and say it's for the money bomb, we'll add that towards the total then. Or if you want to buy the books and videos now, we just need to see a lot of capital come in. And $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 is the bare minimum. And I was intending just to crawl. About a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, should I just go for a weekend show on Free Speech TV, style deal? And I'm like, well, that cost almost as much to build the stage, buy the cameras, set it up, put in the blue screen or monitors, produce video to play in the background, to make it look good, mainstream, to really affect people, really reach the mainstream. I said, I don't know what I should do. Should I go ahead and get this big office? Should I go ahead and do this? And I was kind of hesitating. And then Money Bomb pops out of nowhere without me even mentioning it. And I think that's a sign. And so 100%, I fight like nobody else. I'm always doing interviews, always on the air, always getting the word out, always trying to do a better job. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket. I know it's hard to donate. I know it's hard to give. But I'm going all the way, I'm going to go to Virginia in 2 weeks, week and a half. If they're really having Bilderberg, I'm going to go to that. And believe me, it's not fun being having goons follow you around and the rest of them being harassed. But I'm going to do it because it's a commitment. I'm going all the way for humanity. and I'm in this for the long haul. I'm Mr. Real, and I will spend 100% of the money you give me towards fighting the New World Order. That's my pledge. In fact, a lot of the money that comes in, I'm going to match with my meager savings. I don't want to blow the savings we've got so this operation can handle litigation if we're litigated, so we can litigate if need be, so we can pay employees and keep going if all the money was shut off tomorrow. We've tried to build a bulwark to be somewhat resilient. Like, I had extra bandwidth and extra servers. Now, those have been used up. I got one CDN that's $5,000 a month, another that's, what, $8,500 a month? And then the other servers, so that's like, what's $8,700 and $4,800 or whatever it is, and then the other servers, I guess that's more like 15,000 in servers. It's about, you know, more than that, 16,000 in servers. I pay for WWCR $10,000 a month, or $9,500. I pay for, 14 employees. So a lot of money comes in here. And I've been successful because not only am I impassioned, somewhat intelligent, hardworking, it's kind of a perfect storm in that I also spend my money on fighting the New World Order. Like, my car's got bald tires, and I got money to put new tires on, and I'm so busy and don't have the staff or assistance that I'm driving around on bald tires. They're so dangerous. I need to get those fixed. My AC's broke, and it's already 95 degrees down here. I've been driving around for a month with no AC, and now it's just hellish because I don't have time. I just want to have an AC. I'm not whining. I'm saying I'm so focused, like a bird dog chasing a quail. You know, I mean, I am like a dog chasing a rabbit. I mean, I am dedicated. Is there anyone that is more a slave for you, that fights for you? I mean, I am consumed. I just constantly am obsessed with liberty and freedom. I'm freaked out. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm not whining here. I am committed like no one else. And I need more personnel. I need bigger offices. I need them now. Money Bomb. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I also have sponsors that support us. I also have PrisonPlanet.tv. When you're a member there, go become a member right now. I want to see thousands of you go be members. That would help us right there. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, 3 months free. And, you know, kind of here at the end of this hour, Jesse Ventura is coming up in 15 minutes. Incredible interview. This is a new one. This happened today on the 20th of May, 2008. Not the one we did a month and a half ago that was groundbreaking. We need your help. I'm helping you. I need your help. I can't carry the ball without you. I need you to get the video that's going to be posted in the next 30 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. I need you to cut that up. Cut out the phone company cutting him while Ventura was on like 15 times saying hello, hello. We don't even have the staff to edit that. We're just throwing it out there. Help us get that, edit the best parts together. I know there's 100 of you. Don't count on somebody else to do it. 100 of you that edit our shows. Get it up now. Get it out to the press, the media, so it has an effect, so they attack 9/11 truth again, so more people find out what's happening. This is a fight. This is life and death. I've committed my life to this. Another way we fund this operation, it's very meager with the deals he offers. Is Ted Anderson offering gold and silver? And I've asked him. It's about a 4% markup on average. And that lets him take the order and put a little bit into the network. People complain about 4 or 5% markups. It's insane. But he does happen to have silver dollars back in. Silver's way up. Gold went way back up because oil just hit $130 a barrel. Folks, it's going to go up and up. It'll probably go up to 145 in the summer, I'm guessing, and then it'll go back down to 120 during the winter. But then in a year from now, it's going to be 200. I mean, that's how they do it. I know their plan. We have spies inside them. I call up the head of the Kissinger group. He knows who I am. Starts laughing at me with an evil giggle. I mean, this is serious, folks. There's a bullet with my name on it. We got to beat them. So Ted Anderson comes on with us right now. I hadn't been on in about a month. Ted, you got some gold, you got some silver offers for folks today. Gold and silver are both going back up again. They can't suppress it. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be on, Alex, and I really love the idea that Chuck Baldwin's running for president and running on that platform. I mean, I can't believe it that we have somebody stepping in like that. I mean, the Republican Party most definitely should have endorsed Ron Paul. All the conservative candidates had to quit. And here we end up with this liberal, you know, I mean, it's like, why don't we just give the country away? Why even, you know, I'm really happy to hear Baldwin step up to the plate. What a, what a, what a, what a, What a thankless cause that is, I can tell you right now. Yeah, you're right. Right now I'm offering Walking Liberty half silver pieces because I couldn't get these for, 3 months there, Alex? I had to stop selling them. Gold or silver went down to about $16 an ounce. Right now it's high as $17.71. The dollar continues to fall. Oil continues to rise. And the silver market is finally coming back up again. And I locked these in at $16.50 an ounce. And it's a really good buy. The Walking Liberty halves right now, I trade them in rolls of 20. They're $182 a roll of 20. Last time I've been able to sell these things, they're closer to $250. So right now at $18.20 per dollar face, and silver at $17.71 per dollar face, it's almost at parity. It's really a very good buy, Alex. There's no question about it. I also have the British Sovereign gold pieces. I picked those up at the lower price, too. The British sovereigns right now are at $250 a piece, and I recommend them, too. But I can tell you right now, Alex, just 3 months ago, I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to be able to deliver everything I sold. I was very nervous about that. We got everything that people bought from us have got all of it. I right now have the ability to sell these Walking Liberty half silver pieces, and I also have the ability to sell it at about a buck under spot, because spot went up that much since I locked these in. And right now, Alex, this is a really good time to buy it. And obviously, we're doing it here to support you and support the network as well. But that's not even the issue. People need to get out of U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is dead. If you haven't realized that yet, wake up. Because the United States dollar, we're about ready to receive, every single one of us that file a tax form is about ready to receive $600. Most everybody will deposit that into the bank.
And by the way, they're going to take that later in taxes with interest.
Oh, it's
a total gimmick.
It's putting us further on the hook debt to the Federal Reserve System is what's going on. But we're going to take that money, deposit it in the bank, and the banking system is going to multiply that by 10 times the money supply. What do you think is going to happen to the value of the dollar when that happens? We are definitely in a position right now that the United States dollar is doomed.
Ted, give them the number. Tell them about the offers.
Okay, right now, again, we're offering the Walking Liberty half. The Walking Liberty half is currently right now trading at $182 per roll of 20.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. He's got it in stock. It's shooting back up. This is at the price. He got it a few days ago. It's already gone up a couple bucks. Since then, 1-800-686-2237. Are you offering any gold, Ted?
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we do have the British Sovereign coin. They're at 250. We've also talked about that franc coin, and right now they're currently at 199.
1-800-686-2237. Two gold coins, one silver coin. These half dollars are gorgeous. Are those the ones from World War II?
Yeah, they're the ones back in World War II.
I got a bag of those. I love them. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Give Ted's brokers a call right now. Get your orders in now. Convert Federal Reserve notes before they totally evaporate. This is a buying opportunity. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Final segment straight ahead.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. If things don't change him, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom.
What an incredible four-hour radio show today that we're about to conclude. The minute the next show starts at InfoWars, if you're listening on the internet to the InfoWars streams, you got to go there. People keep getting confused. Got to go to InfoWars.com. The show's on 24 hours a day. It's on 20 hours a day, retransmitted, and we're live for 4 hours. Sometimes we go over. I interviewed Jesse Ventura. It was an even more hardcore interview for 50 minutes, 51 minutes if you want to get technical. We even did some behind-the-scenes talking. Those videos are all going up. YouTube's going up in the next few hours, but for members, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's now up on PrisonPlanet.com. Go get it. And it's just amazing, absolutely amazing. It's nowhere. It hadn't been posted yet. If you want the Jesse Ventura interview, you'll have to tune in 3 minutes if you missed it. And we don't have him on at the start of the show to surprise you. That's just when he keeps wanting to do interviews is 11 a.m. Now, I'm going to plug a few final news stories because it was 6-7 yesterday. I didn't have a chance to get to a lot of the news. But remember, our sponsors, that's why I'm doing a lot of plugging here at the end. I had so much that I'm trying to get you to fund us now here at the end of the show. And one great sponsor is New Vitality. And they make hundreds of great products. Big banner up on InfoWars.com. You can link through at New Vitality. One of their product lines that I know is good and I know is effective, they have all the mainline stuff that's been documented for decades, some cases centuries, to have health effects that are good. Aloe's Colon Body Cleanse. It's aloe vera, mainly aloe vera concentrate with some other herbs. Flushes you out. A lot of toxins in there. Very important. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. They also have Super Beta Prostate. Really good for your prostate if you're 40 or older. 1-800-569-4056. Those are things that I know are well documented to be good. And like Ted Anderson, with the gold and silver, tiny markup. That's what allows us all to operate and go on here, and you get a good deal. You convert your Federal Reserve notes over to something. 1-800-686-2237. And don't forget the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com. I mean, I don't want to be only raise $50,000, $100,000. I think, you know, Ron Paul admitted half his donations and the first half his campaign came from this show. I can raise everybody else money but myself. I really like to go see a pledge in there to give $10, $100, $50. We will spend it to fight the New World Order. Some of the news that's just incredible that I didn't get to. And it's all disinfo. Members of Parliament back creation of human-animal embryos, half human, half cow, half monkey, half spider. They've been doing this for at least 10 years. They're just now admitting it to the slaves. Oil crosses 129 for the first time, heads for 130. Lieberman sends letter to Google, demands YouTube censor. And by the way, the government has its new office they've set up, and they've had hearings, the Radicalization Act, and they list 9/11 truth sites that need to be shut down. They're coming for us, folks. White House denies Army radio report on plan to attack Iran. Israel media says the U.S. has told them they will be attacking Iran before Bush leaves office. Just all this incredible news here. Showdown expected over abortion vote. Good news in England. Members of Parliament are set to vote to ban abortions from up to the day of birth to only 14 weeks, which isn't perfect, but it's better than nothing. So something good there. Canton Council proposes jail time for tall grass. I remember Roland Ellingston in the early 90s here in Austin, Korean War vet, 3-inch grass, dying of cancer, and they came and arrested him for 3-inch grass. Canton Council sees all jail time for nothing. General Franks doubts constitutional survived WMD attack. It just goes on and on. Back tomorrow live, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Great job, John Harmon. Great job to Bob in there. Great job to all the affiliates, the network, the sponsors, the listeners, all of you. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Without you, we couldn't continue. We need capital to fight the New World Order. We're not funded by the Rockefellers like Fox News. So support us. God bless you all. Jesse Ventura at the InfoWars.com streams right now. Tune into InfoWars.com to those streams. You want to hear the exclusive with Jesse Ventura right now. Jesse Ventura in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listening to GCN.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble making